Augusta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot to get to today. A little bit later on, we will get to the Democrats deciding to skip the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee big meetup in Washington, D.C. Not a shock. They've moved in a dramatically anti-Israel direction. Ilhan Omar is now running the party on that score. We will also get to AOC featured on the cover of Time magazine. First, a quick update on the Robert Mueller report, which may drop as early as today. Expectation is that the Mueller report could drop as early as today. According to NBC News, President Trump on Friday continued to claim there was no collusion between his 2016 presidential campaign and Russia as Washington braces for special counsel Robert Mueller's highly anticipated report. Trump said he has no idea when the report is going to drop. He says, it's all a big hoax. And here's the reality. In all likelihood, this report is not going to contain anything that Democrats can run on. He added that the AG, the Attorney General William Barr, will ultimately make a decision about the report's release. Mueller is supposed to submit the report to Barr at the conclusion of his investigation into the Russian election interference and Trump. Barr is required to notify Congress about Mueller's findings. However, Justice Department regulations do not require Barr to give a comprehensive report to lawmakers. In fact, the report is expected not to be comprehensive. It is expected not to include all sorts of unverified allegations because of current Justice Department regulations. Unlike the Starr investigation, the Justice Department regulations now govern what comes out from the Mueller report. Apparently, they're reporting no more indictments are expected, is according to ABC News. Jonathan Carl reporting, there is no shortage of speculation on the special counsel Robert Mueller's report, much of it totally uninformed. But we don't need to speculate on the scope. The man who appointed Mueller has already given us a potential roadmap on what to expect from the special counsel. The bottom line, do not expect a harsh condemnation of President Trump or any of his associates if they have not been charged with crimes. Why? Because it turns out the prosecutors aren't supposed to just spill their guts into the public unless they are charging you with a crime. It is not their responsibility to inform the public about all of the other various and sundry matters in which you may have been involved. The roadmap comes in the form of a little-noticed 12-page letter written by Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein last June, the much-maligned Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. Trump dislikes him. The letter was written to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. The letter was in response to Grassley's demands for more information on the special counsel investigation, and it offers a brief history of special counsel investigations. It actually quotes former and future AG William Barr, who appointed three special counsels during his time as AG under President George H.W. Bush. In the letter, Rosenstein makes it clear he believes the DOJ will not and cannot, without violating long-standing Department of Justice policy, include disparaging or incriminating information about anybody who has not been charged with a crime. So don't expect this thing to be a 500-page Ken Starr compendium of details about Donald Trump's private life. Rosenstein wrote, "Punishing wrongdoers through judicial proceedings is only one part of the department's mission. We also have a duty to prevent the disclosure of information that would unfairly tarnish people who are not charged with crimes." Sources familiar with the investigation believe there are no more indictments coming from the special counsel. Amika Brzezinski was reading this story on air this morning on Morning Joe, and you could see her face collapse. I mean, she was really upset about this, that there were no more indictments expected from the special counsel. If that's all that Mueller's got, this thing has been a giant waste of time, legitimately. Like, if all he came up with is a bunch of people who lied to the FBI about ancillary matters, going to jail for a bunch of random stuff for very short periods of time for the most part, if all that came out of this was that they nailed Paul Manafort for being a violator of the Foreign Registration Act, the Foreign Lobbyist Registration Act, and all they got out of this was Michael Cohen and taxi medallions. My goodness, what a waste of America's time and money. Rosenstein is emphatic on this point. He says, in fact, disclosing uncharged allegations against American citizens without a law enforcement need is considered to be a violation of a prosecutor's trust, which of course makes sense. What you don't want is people being tried in the court of public opinion based on information that wasn't strong enough to prosecute in the first place. Later in the letter, Rosenstein says he makes this standard clear to anyone under investigation, even public officials. He says, no matter who an investigation involves, an ordinary citizen, a local or state politician, a campaign official, a foreign agent, an officer of the federal legislative, executive, or judicial branch, agents and prosecutors are obligated to protect its confidentiality. Now, I know there are a lot of people who are on the left listening to this, and they're thinking, wait a second, didn't James Comey come out about Hillary Clinton and give a full explanation of their entire investigation before recommending that she not be indicted? The answer is yes, and that's why James Comey should have been fired at the time. When James Comey came forward and exonerated Hillary Clinton on charges for which she should have been indicted, he should have either shut up and said no indictment necessary, or he should have come forward and indicted. He split the baby, and it ended up costing Hillary Clinton the presidency, at least quite plausibly. In this letter from last year, Rosenstein directly takes issue with the justification then FBI Director James Comey used to publicly criticize Hillary Clinton in 2016, even as he decided not to charge her with a crime. At the time, Comey justified the break with longtime DOJ practice as an extraordinary step necessary because of circumstances so unusual they were comparable to a 500-year flood. That's because Comey was an idiot and terrible at his job. Rosenstein wrote, "It is important for the DOJ to follow established procedures, especially when the stakes are high." Rosenstein is correct. James Comey, by the way, the reason he did that is because he knew that Hillary Clinton probably should have been indicted. But as testimony now from Lisa Page and Peter Strzok has established, the Obama DOJ crammed down on the FBI that she would not be indicted. And thus, James Comey decided to take it on his own shoulders, the hit. He decided that to preserve the reputation of both the FBI and DOJ, he would come clean with the American public. He did a deep disservice to both Hillary Clinton and the general public in doing what he did. He should have been fired forthwith. But the fact is that the Obama administration wanted him to do that because they figured that it would end up getting Hillary Clinton off the hook, not costing her the presidency. Of course, they ended up figuring wrong. So if the Mueller report drops today, obviously, all the presses will stop. It will be the big deal. We will see what is in this thing, presumably pretty quickly, because you assume there's not going to be a long turnaround time between Mueller releasing the report and William Barr condensing that report and releasing it to Congress, in which case it'll be leaked to the public in relatively short order. But this is good for President Trump. This timeline is good for President Trump, assuming there's no deeply damning material in the report. And there is one exception. It is possible that Mueller, if he thinks these offenses are impeachable but not criminal, could in fact include a lot of detail in this report simply to justify his time expenditure on this thing. See, this is the thing. All the folks on the left who keep claiming that Trump obstructed justice, there is no actual evidence of Trump obstructing justice. He's tweeted a few times at people like Michael Cohen. That is the closest you can come to an argument that he obstructed justice. It is not like when Bill Clinton legitimately told people to lie to the FBI for him, like directly told people to do this, according to the Star report, and according to testimony from those people. There's nothing like that in the Trump case, at least so far as I can remember or see, and we've been through a lot of this material. What that means is that if the Democrats continue to press on this score, they are going to be seen as vindictive. They're going to be seen as petty. And they could get caught up in this thing for the next 2 years as a sort of fan service. It's funny, sometimes you watch movies, and the movies have plot lines that make no sense, kind of ancillary plot lines that make no sense. You're like, why don't you just stick to the main plot line? And then you'll hear inevitably, oh, this is fan service. The Democratic Party has to decide whether it wants to be a fan service party or whether it wants to win the 2020 election. It can't have both. If the Democrats decide to be a fan service party and spend all of their time launching foolish investigations into President Trump, Trump is rightly going to be able to say, you guys are wasting your time and my money and everybody's money on your dumb investigations instead of focusing in on the issues at hand. And then his fulmination will actually have some teeth to it. Him fulminating against Mueller never made any sense. Mueller works for the executive branch. Him fulminating against Jeff Sessions, the AG, didn't make any sense either. Jeff Sessions worked for him and was selected by him. Rod Rosenstein works for President Trump. They're all in the executive branch. But Trump fulminating at Congress, that is a tried, tested, and true strategy for winning re-election. This has been true ever since Harry Truman won re-election in 1948 on the back of arguing that he had to deal with a do-nothing Republican Congress. And he pulled his chestnuts out of the fire against Thomas Dewey. This has been a long-standing historical running strategy by presidents. President Obama, by the way, did the same thing in 2012. He said, we were going great guns until 2010, and now we're being obstructed, and I'm running against a do-nothing useless Congress, and then he won re-election. Trump can do the same thing now. So in a certain way, it could be a blessing in disguise if Democrats decide to investigate him up the wazoo. Yeah, it'll be a pain in the butt. Yeah, it's bad for all the people who work for President Trump who are going to have to lawyer up and spend a lot of money to defend themselves against dumb investigations. But it does give Trump something to run on that is not the Democrats calling him a deplorable human being. Okay, in just a second, we will discuss an amazing Time magazine cover piece about AOC. But first, five things business owners can count on from LegalZoom. Number one, reliability. Over 2 million people have used LegalZoom to start their businesses. LLCs, S-Corps, nonprofits, DBAs, and more. You can use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. They've been helping all types of business owners for over 17 years. You can count on LegalZoom to help with all the details. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by ready for your questions, all based in the United States. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but they have a network of independent attorneys licensed in all 50 states. They can review contracts, help with employment laws, advise you on many of the hurdles that pop up when you're running a business. Finally, number five, no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing, customer reviews, and a satisfaction guarantee. Check out LegalZoom today. See how they can make life better for you and your business. And don't forget to enter Shapiro at checkout to save even more. LegalZoom is where life meets legal. I'm a lawyer. I've been using LegalZoom for years for all sorts of documents. And now with that network of independent attorneys licensed in all 50 states, they've got great services for you available now. LegalZoom.com. Okay, so as I say, the Democrats are in a bit of trouble if they have staked all of their claim to the presidency on the back of Trump colluded with Russia. And they boxed themselves in here. They couldn't accept the fact that Trump won the election. In the same way that Stacey Abrams in Georgia refuses to accept that she lost her election for governor of Georgia, and now the Democrats are trying to elevate her. This seems like a failed strategy. It used to be in American politics that if you lost, you went away. The idea was that if you lost, you went away, and we didn't really want to hear from you because we had rejected you. And if you wanted to run again later in some other lane, you did that, right? Mitt Romney. No one wanted to hear from Mitt Romney after he lost in 2012. There wasn't a lot of talk about voter fraud or Mitt Romney being jobbed out of being the president of the United States. He sort of went away, and then the Republican Party moved on, and then he ran for Senate in Utah, and he won. And now we care what he thinks again. But until then, not so much. John Kerry, after he lost in 2004, went away. Al Gore, after he lost in 2000, went away. Now Democrats, after they lose, say that they didn't lose, and then not only don't they go away, they rip on the institutions of American government and suggest that because they didn't really lose, the other person in office is illegitimate. If that's your best shot at president, I literally do not understand the strategy. I legitimately don't understand that strategy. It's not like President Trump doesn't provide them fodder to run on every day, but if they are fully invested in the narrative that Hillary Clinton is the actual president of the United States, and thus the best attack on President Trump is that he is illegitimate, that sort of stuff does not carry weight with the American public, for whom President Trump has been the legitimate president since his election in 2016. Again, that doesn't mean Democrats aren't going to show up. They will. They don't like President Trump. But if your best shot at Trump is Russian collusion after all of this, man, what a disappointment you're going to be to the vast majority of Americans in the upcoming election cycle. We'll get to more of that in just a second. But first, when it comes to costly car repairs, you need some options. Instead, you're often stuck bargain hunting for the best deal. Because who can afford to fork over $1,000 for a repair? Sometimes the repair costs more than the car. You can't put a price on your family's safety and security on the road. And that's why members of my family have extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair incredibly easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It is indeed your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you got to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you right now. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection the same way I did. Call their new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000, mention code Shapiro, or visit carshield.com. Use code Shapiro to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Shapiro, or call CarShield's new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000, and mention code Shapiro. A deductible may apply, 800-CAR-6000. Coming up, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, so fresh, so incredibly face, and that incredible fresh face of faceness and freshness is on the cover of Time magazine. And she's being praised as the vision of a new, young, millennial Democrat. So we'll get to all this idiocy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstgen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So everybody knows that AOC is incredibly fresh and incredibly face. Like, more fresh than you could possibly imagine, along with faceness beyond comprehension. Well, she's on the cover of Time magazine this week. We, here at the Ben Shapiro Show, are obviously obsessed with her because we talk about her when she's on the cover of Time magazine. Just like we talk about other politicians when they're on the cover of Time magazine. And just like we cover politicians when Tom Perez calls them the new fresh face of the Democratic Party. But there is an amazing piece by a woman named Charlotte Alter over at Time magazine. And the piece is a window into the utter ingratitude of an entire generation of people in the United States. I'm talking about people my age, around my age and younger. AOC is only about 5 years younger than I am. So Charlotte Alter says, change is closer than we think, inside AOC's unlikely rise. Her piece says, every 10 minutes or so, someone knocks on the big wooden door of AOC's office on Capitol Hill. The noise makes staffers stiffen. It's almost always a harmless fan. One of dozens will arrive each day, leaving neon-colored post-it notes as devotional offerings. But in her first 3 months in Congress, aides say, enough people have threatened to murder Ocasio-Cortez that Capitol Police trained her staff to perform risk assessment of her visitors. This is the daily reality for America's newest human Rorschach test, Wonder Woman of the left, Wicked Witch of the right. Ocasio-Cortez has become the second most talked about politician in America after the President of the United States. That's not actually true. If you look at the number of Google mentions of AOC, she does follow Joe Biden. She follows Beto O'Rourke. She follows Bernie Sanders. She follows Nancy Pelosi in many cases. But never mind. She's very fresh and very face. Now, here's what I love about this. The entire article is about how AOC has lived a suffering life. The entire article is about how AOC understands the plight of young people who are truly suffering in today's America. And yet it contains this line. At the same time, she's a freshman legislator trying to get the hang of her first big full-time job. She's 29 years old. This is her first big full-time job in Congress? That does not sound like a life of hardship in the United States. Going to Boston University, being given a degree for learning apparently nothing, working at various odd jobs while your parents are upper middle income, and your first big time job is in Congress, that doesn't sound like a rags to riches story. That sounds like a some riches to more riches story. And yet, she is a suffering servant. She's a suffering servant, according to Charlotte Alter. I miss being able to go outside in sweats, she says in her office one day in March, settling into a black leather chair after a long day of subcommittee hearings. She's much smaller than she looks on TV, with a warm but cautious manner. Oh my God, the hagiography. I can't go anywhere in public and just be a person without a lot of people watching everything I do. Oh, poor you. Welcome to the club. And come on, who cares? AOC represents one vision of the Democratic Party's future. She's a young Hispanic woman, three cornerstones of the party's electoral coalition. She's a Democratic socialist at a time when confidence in capitalism is declining, especially among progressive millennials. And then this article just goes on to talk about how wonderful she is in every aspect. She's wonderful and caring and decent and terrific. I love this. She, on Ocasio-Cortez's office bookshelf, near a picture of her late father and a photo of her with a local Girl Scout troop, two books nestle together in uneasy union. One is The Federalist Papers, written mostly by James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and published in 1788. The other is The Uninhabitable Earth, Life After Warming, written by journalist David Wallace Wells 231 years later. There's a picture of Wonder Woman leaning in one corner of the office and a giant cardboard cutout of Cardi B's face in another. Oh, wow, she's unbelievable. She's amazing. Now, here is where things become hilarious. They say she was born into a working-class family in the Parkchester section of the Bronx. Yeah, her family moved out of there real fast into a pretty upper-income area of New York. As Michael Moles of the Daily Wire has pointed out, he grew up in the neighboring county, which was not quite as wealthy. Her dad owned a small architecture company. Her Puerto Rico-born mother cleaned houses. They were deeply rooted in the neighborhood, but also wary of its limitations. Ocasio-Cortez has told friends she learned early on that wearing hoop earrings and the nameplate necklaces was fine in the Bronx, but she wouldn't be taken seriously if she wore them to a job interview. The family moved to the prosperous Westchester County suburb of Yorktown Heights when she was about five. Five. So the first part of that paragraph makes it sound as though she lived her entire life growing up in the Bronx, and then she moved into the upper echelons of American society. Her family moved into a nice area when she was five. Five. She describes herself as a dorky kid who once asked for a microscope for her birthday. Her 2007 high school microbiology project on the effect of antioxidants on the lifespan of roundworms won second place in the microbiology category at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. She often joined her mom to clean the homes of neighbors, and she wrote her college application essay about two of them helping a man who lost the wife the only way they could by cleaning out his fridge. She took out student loans to enroll at BU. Wow. I mean, unlike everyone else, she took out loans to go to college. Wow, she really must have been hard up. Graduating in 2011 with a degree in economics and international relations. By the way, she knows nothing about either of those two things. That shows you how crappy our colleges are. Now, the part of this that is really galling is not that Time magazine put her on its cover. The media have been pushing her since she defeated Joe Crowley with like 15,000 votes in a deep blue area in a plurality Hispanic congressional district. People treat this as though it's a massive shocker. It was only a massive shocker if you weren't following the race all that closely, is sort of the truth. But regardless, you don't want to diminish her accomplishment. She won 15,000 votes in a heavily blue suburb that was majority or plurality Hispanic against a white guy who was not super popular and didn't spend a lot of time in his home district, reportedly. In any case, regardless, she won, but she was immediately elevated to the upper echelons of Democratic leadership, and the real reason is because she's attractive, and she looks like she's having a good time, and she's kind of fun, and she knows how to use Instagram, and she has an Instant Pot, and all the rest of this. Coming up, the real story about this Time magazine piece on AOC is not AOC. The real story is Charlotte Alter, who is the Time magazine journalist. I use that word advisedly. Journalist who wrote this piece, who sort of let it slip why it is that so many millennials are socialists. It is a very bad...
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris. During the Polaris Spring Sales event, you can get low financing and rebates up to $1,500 on the world's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs. See your Polaris dealer now. Visit Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Offers valid in U.S. through April 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Is back April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
Discount pre-registration is on now until April 1st. So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino. Visit Reading, KRCR Channel 7, Reading McDonald's, Lithia Chevrolet, Shasta Regional Medical Center, The Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the now.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury.
Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, one of the things that we are suffering most from in this country is ingratitude. And you know who shows that? The columnist, she's not even a columnist, she's a quote-unquote journalist over at Time Magazine, Charlotte Alter, who wrote this Time Magazine cover piece on the very fresh and very faced Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So Charlotte Alter has been appearing on all the major media to talk up her big news story about AOC. Yeah, she's the best. So Charlotte Alter suggested that AOC's dominance is inevitable. Inevitable. This is what she suggested.
Her ascent is inevitable.
And honestly, it is in some ways. And the thing about AOC and the reason that she is, I think, tapping into something that is so exciting to some and threatening to others is that she is really bringing us into the politics of the 21st century. She is a 21st century leader trying to tackle 21st century problems in a body that is largely dominated by 20th century thinking.
Okay, what the hell is she even talking about? That makes no sense. Why is this person a columnist? Why is this person on our porch? She calls herself a journalist for Time Magazine, just writing these drooling pieces about AOC. And then she says the reason that people are upset at AOC is because they're just jealous. It's not that AOC is completely ignorant and says dumb things and gets massive media attention. It's just pure jealousy. Pure jealousy. Weird, because I don't really feel jealous of her as much as I feel angry at the media. Here is Charlotte Alter playing defense as a journalist for AOC. Again, she's a journalist, folks. Don't worry, the media are not biased in any way.
There are certainly some Democrats who are a little annoyed that she's getting so much airspace and so many headlines. And they think that, frankly, I think seem a little jealous that she's getting so much attention. They would like to be on the cover of Time Magazine. But everyone that we spoke to who's worked with her has said that she's kind, she's prepared, she shows up, she does her homework.
Oh, well, everyone you spoke to, is it? Maybe you might want to broaden that circle out from her immediate family and people she pays. Because if you actually talk to anyone in the Democratic caucus who knows anything, they are all deeply unhappy with the fact that AOC is constantly stepping all over every serious legislative proposal they put out. But that's not even the key here. Here is the key. Charlotte Alter tweets this out. She tweets out, AOC and I were born the same year. Remember, she's a journalist, folks. She's not the official autobiographer. She's not a ghostwriter for AOC. She's a journalist. Quote, AOC and I were born the same year. She was a Dunkaroos kid. I liked fruit roll-ups. People our age have never experienced American prosperity in our adult lives, which is why so many millennials are embracing democratic socialism. You have got to be kidding me. You spoiled child. You spoiled brat. And AOC, you spoiled child. You spoiled brat. AOC writes, yes, and this is not just my story. This is true of wide swaths of our entire generation who are now poised to become a much more influential civic and electoral bloc as we mature into our 30s and beyond. Wow. So it's so tough to be a millennial. Wow, it's so brutal to be a millennial. Shut your head. Honestly, shut your head. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You are living the best life any people have ever lived on planet Earth. You're living in a country where you can say anything you want. You're living in a place where you have more income than anyone in history, or with a touch of a button, any product anywhere on Earth will arrive at your door in 3 days for the cheapest available price. You are living in a world where your chances of starvation are zero, where your chances of homelessness are effectively zero if you have any sort of social fabric or any money at all. A world in which you live in a nation with 3.8% unemployment and 7 million unfilled jobs, where your poverty line involves having a microwave, a car, a stove, and a TV. You're whining about poverty? You? Charlotte Alter is whining about poverty? Really? Okay, Charlotte Alter also tweeted out, in order to understand AOC, you have to look at what she experienced and what she didn't. Red Scare, Reaganomics, and prosperous 90s were all before her time. Her adulthood was defined by financial crisis, debt, and climate change. No wonder she and her peers are moving left. If you think that living in the 2000s and the 2010s is brutal, you're a doof. You don't know anything about history. You don't know anything about any place else on planet Earth. You're dumb. You're ignorant. I mean, like, I don't mean to be insulting, but I do. I'm sorry. I do mean to be insulting because these ideas are laughable. Charlotte Alter complaining about the difficulties of millennials Let me tell you something about Charlotte Alter, okay? We're going to talk about, for a second, who this woman is who is claiming that, as a millennial, you have never experienced prosperity. Charlotte Alter was born in 1990, okay? So that means that she is, what, 29 years old? She's the same age as AOC. Her father is Jonathan Alter. He's a columnist for Newsweek and a correspondent for NBC News. He's one of the more famous political commentators of the modern world. Her mother was Emily, executive producer on the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. Her grandmother was the first woman elected to public office in Cook County, Illinois. Her uncle was the CEO of Sony. She went to Harvard University and then worked at HBO and now has a show on SiriusXM. Oh, the suffering. Oh, the humanity. Charlotte Alter and her peers, they've never experienced prosperity. Ever. It's just incredible. I mean, what unbelievable. Listen, I know that there are some people in America who are experiencing poverty. I know there are some people in America who grew up in single-parent households and really had to struggle to get ahead. I know there are some people in America living in areas where the jobs have left. But they're nothing compared to Charlotte Alter. I mean, my goodness. Imagine the difficulty of having to grow up in a house where your mom produces for Comedy Central and your dad is one of the more famous columnists in the West. Just imagine how rough that must be. I weep for her. I weep for her. It's always astonishing to me to watch people who've really had it pretty good in the United States whine about how rough they have it in the United States. Like me, I've had it great in the United States. I don't whine about having it rough because I've had it great. Okay, and I grew up in a two-bedroom house in Burbank, California that fit six people. It was like an 1,100-square-foot house. It fit six people. It had one bathroom. I slept in the same bedroom as my three younger sisters until I was 11 years old. And you know what? My life was phenomenal. I had two parents who loved me. I lived in a neighborhood where all of us knew each other. There was a social fabric. Because America is freaking great. America is terrific. Millennials whining about how rough they have it while chomping down on avocado toast is one of the more obnoxious phenomena of our modern world. Learn a thing. A thing. In a second, I'm going to show you some charts to demonstrate that it's not just Charlotte Alter's story that millennials have actually been pretty well off, that they stand on a 3,000-year tradition of a West that has produced prosperity, science, decency, morality, and democracy, and then they sit there and whine about it all day and talk about tearing it down in favor of a socialist utopia that has never existed and will never exist. I'm going to show you the stats that show that Charlotte Alter is not an outlier in terms of being benefited from being in the United States. I have some charts and facts and figures, which mean more than Charlotte Alter's tweets about dunkaroos. By the way, the fact that I don't even know why she's suggesting that she was eating Dunkaroos is some sign of poverty. When I was a kid, that's all I wanted. Like, Dunkaroos I don't think were kosher, and I was always looking at the commercials on TV, and I'm like, God, those look fantastic. Like, cookies that you dip into chocolate dip, and it comes in a package? That's amazing. And in a second, we'll get to all of that. But first, when it comes to improving the look and feel of your house without spending a fortune, a lot of us have ideas. We don't know where to start. That's where SelectBlinds.com comes in. Select Blinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. With Select Blinds, you can swap out those tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. Upgrading your home with Select Blinds, it's so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an incredible price. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in that new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from a million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. Select Blinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com. Remember, mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple, smart, custom. SelectBlinds.com. Go check them out today. Remember, mention our show at checkout using that drop-down menu, Select Blinds. Okay, so it's time for me to share with you some actual statistics. Not like AOC, I used to eat Dunkaroos and live in an upper middle-class area. What a victim am I? Okay, we're going to talk about the spread of products into American households more generally. Okay, so this is a timeline. If you can see, this is why you should subscribe so you can see. This is a timeline of when products were invented and how long it took for them to be integrated into 100% of household use in the United States. So the telephone took essentially a full century from its invention until it was available in 100% of households. By 1970, it was available by about 80% of households. That was 70 years between invention and its actual acceptance by the vast majority of American households. If you look at electricity, electricity was made available at the beginning of the 20th century. It was not widely available in all American households until you got to about 1945, 1950. That's when it was available in like 80% of American households. The radio was invented in the mid-1920s, and it was available in most American households, and the vast majority anyway, by 1940. Now look at the right side of this chart, the right-hand side of this chart. Every major invention of the modern era, the line from invention to prevalence is essentially straight up. The smartphone was invented shortly after 2000. By 2010, the smartphone was available for more than 50% of the public, and by 2015, it was available to 75% of the public, a 15-year lag period between invention and acceptance by everyone. The digital camera was invented in about 1995. It was already available for pretty much everybody. Everyone had one by 10 years later. So basically, any major product that has been invented since 1970 in the United States has been available to pretty much every American household within 10 to 15 years. In 1980, I have statistics on consumption and wealth. The consumption per capita in 2015 dollars in 1980 was $19,182. By 2015, it was $38,146. We had doubled our rate of consumption. That doesn't sound like poverty to me. The share of household budget spent on food, clothing, shelter, and utilities went down from 36% in 1980 to 27% in 2015. The share spent on entertainment and recreation went from 8.9% in 1980 to 14.3% in 2015. The average size of a new home went from 1,595 square feet in 1980 to 2,700 square feet in 2015. In other words, guys, things have gotten a lot better, and you should stop your whining. To pretend that millennials, as a generation, have it significantly worse off than past generations is to ignore the products that we get to consume now. The market capitalization of all listed U.S. firms in consistent 2015 dollars, $3.4 trillion in 1980, $25.1 trillion in 2015. Life expectancy has risen by nearly 6 years since 1980. The overall death rate has dropped from 1,007 per 100,000 people to 724 per 1,000 people. It has declined, the death rate, for heart disease, for cancer, for automobile deaths, dramatically for automobile deaths, for airline deaths. It has gone from 53.9 per 100 billion miles flown to 0.2. Working conditions, we are working fewer hours. Output per work hour has risen, it has essentially doubled in the United States. Employee benefits have increased. Mean retirement age has decreased. Work-related deaths have been sliced by four, by a factor of four. And we're whining about this? We are complaining about this? You've got to be kidding me. The money prices for consumer goods move steadily upwards. Americans' true cost of living is better measured in hours and minutes of work, and that has been moving downward consistently. So money prices have gone up, but that's because of inflation. But when you look at work hour prices, meaning how much work it takes to buy a particular product, that has been declining steadily since 1900 to all-time lows now. We'll get to more of that in just a second. But first, if you owe the IRS back taxes, you are no stranger to anxiety. It's justified. The IRS can take your paycheck, your bank accounts, even your home or business. Here is your lifeline, Optima Tax Relief. Optima knows that tax problems can affect anyone, contractors, truckers, small business owners, teachers, you name it. And Optima knows that behind every tax problem are families with paychecks, savings, and homes that need to be protected. But Optima can't help if you don't call. Imagine no more demand letters, no more threatening calls, no agents showing up at your home or office. Now take a deep breath and relax. Optima's got you. Optima has resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They're experts in IRS Fresh Start Initiative, and they're the folks I trust to end your IRS nightmare. Don't face down the IRS alone. That would be a foolish move. Instead, call my friends over at Optima Tax Relief for a free confidential consultation. Call 800-956-6166. That's 800-956-6166. Optima Tax Relief will help you out. When you need their help, you got to talk to them. Optima Tax Relief. Call 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166. Coming up, we'll talk about how millennials truly misunderstand the system of Western civilization in a very real and deep way, and how this is leading them to embrace revolutionary solutions to a system that does not need them. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstchen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Now, you may look at the life of millennials and think, hey, they're on their parents' health care until they are 26 years old. They don't have to get real jobs until they're 30. They're not getting married until they're 28 years old. They get to run around doing whatever it is they want. So why are they whining? The answer? Because many of them don't understand the fundamentals of Western civilization and how great this country actually is. What we are watching, in essence, in the United States, is a misunderstanding of the system under which we live. We live in a free system. You get to make decisions. That doesn't mean we all start off in the same place. It doesn't mean we all face the same obstacles. We obviously do not. We all grow up with certain advantages and certain disadvantages. Some of those are much greater than others. Some of us grew up incredibly wealthy. Some of us grew up smarter. Some of us have more athletic ability. We all have different capacities, and we are all born into different situations. The question is, do we live in a country that is free for you to make decisions and reap the consequences of those decisions? Or is the system, quote unquote, rigged against you? And if it is, quote unquote, rigged against you, is that because reality is just reality? Or is it because there's somebody who's actively standing in your way? What I mean by that is that there are certain people who are just going to do better than others in American society, people who are more likely to make good decisions, people who may be smarter or faster or bigger or taller or more beautiful. That's been true for all of human history, and government is not in a position to rectify these cosmic inequities. The question is government actively impeding you from feeling the effect of your own choices? And if it is not, then maybe we ought to examine the choices and discuss how we can make better choices so that we succeed in American society. This is why I dislike populism of both right and left. Populism basically says to people, we'll give you what you want, an excuse. Populism of the right says, well, you know, there are all these factory towns where the jobs have gone away, and we lie and we say it's because of China and Mexico, not because of technological development. And then we say, well, we want to make sure that the system isn't, quote unquote, rigged against you. And we're going to have to show me which part of the system was rigged and why we wouldn't be better off just saying to folks, listen, let's help you make decisions. If we're going to help you, let's find private charitable ways to help you make decisions that better your life. You are not at the mercy of forces around you. You're a free, rational actor made in the image of God. So are all the people around you. You get to make those decisions, and you have a responsibility to make good and moral decisions, to make virtuous decisions, decisions that make your life better and build the social fabric. This is what my entire book, The Right Side of History, is about. If we reject those fundamental assumptions and we assume that we are, in fact, just corks bobbing about on the eddies of civilization, and that if we just radically reshifted civilization, then suddenly it would be better for everyone, any attempt to radically reshift human nature away from freedom and toward oppressiveness from the top down in the name of kind-hearted, smiley-faced, redistributive justice and social justice, all that's going to do is create more misery, which is typically what these systems do in the long run. Okay. Meanwhile, I think it is worthwhile noting the Democratic Party has moved dramatically anti-Israel. Not only did Ilhan Omar win, Ilhan Omar, the anti-Semite, the representative from Minnesota, not only did she somehow amazingly get the Democratic Party to fold to her, but now the entire Democratic Party is essentially mirroring her position on the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. So AIPAC is not a lobbying organization. They do not pay people, okay? They're a lobbying organization in the sense that they bring Congress people to Israel and educate them about the issues. They do not give direct donations to candidates. AIPAC does not. AIPAC is largely considered just a pro-Israel place, and virtually every candidate, right, left, and center, has spoken at AIPAC, no matter their position, even if that position happens to be an incredibly dovish position on Israel. Barack Obama used to speak there every year, despite the fact that Barack Obama was dramatically anti-Israel in policy. Because he wanted to show, listen, my policy is not driven by anti-Israel animus. Now the Democrats have decided they are not showing up anymore. Ilhan Omar won. How do we know she won? Because she's retweeting people saying she won. Because Ilhan Omar started this whole thing by saying it was Jew money behind American support for Israel, and what she really meant was AIPAC. That's the Jew money. And the Democrats have decided, okay, I guess we'll go along with that. I guess we won't speak at AIPAC anymore. Now, listen, I have never been a big advocate of AIPAC. I think that they are too left-wing. I think they haven't taken strong positions on things like the Iran deal. I've been highly critical at times of AIPAC. Go back and look at the record. But for every Democrat to basically say we're not speaking to a pro-Israel group because it would signal to our base that we like Israel is pretty astonishing. Ilhan Omar won. Five Democratic candidates say they will not attend the AIPAC policy conference this year, which is an astonishing move, considering, again, that all of these people want to win Democratic primaries and Jews vote overwhelmingly Democrat. Elizabeth Warren says no. Kamala Harris says no. Bernie Sanders says no. Julian Castro says no. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg is also skipping. Apparently, Howard Schultz, former Starbucks CEO, is not going. MoveOn.org condemned AIPAC on Wednesday in a series of tweets. And so they're all now following the lead of MoveOn.org. Of course, AOC and Ilhan Omar have been leading the charge, and it was AOC's chief of staff who tweeted out today, I hope it's not lost on anyone. This is a direct result of Ilhan Omar's leadership. Thank you, Ilhan Omar, for showing such courage. What was her courage? She said it was Jew money behind American support of Israel, and then she pointed her finger at AIPAC. And the entire left-wing media went, yeah, let's ask some questions about those Jews.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Correspondent Wally Hines reports the Mueller report now in the hands of Attorney General William Barr.
The two-year investigation now complete, but the legal wrangling just about to begin. Barr must now decide what to send to Congress and how much of the report, if any, will be made public. In a letter to the Senate and House Judiciary Committees, he has suggested he could have a summary document of the report's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. The president is spending his weekend at his home in Mar-a-Lago. The White House says the president was not briefed on the report ahead of time.
According to a confidential source, the Associated Press reporting that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending any further indictments in the Russia investigation. A key indicator of recession has appeared in the bond markets for the first time in more than a decade. Here's correspondent Warren Levinson.
In Friday's trading, three-month Treasury bills were yielding slightly more than 10-year T-bonds. Such a yield curve inversion is unusual. You'd expect investors to demand higher returns on long-term investments than short-term ones, but an inversion is a strong predictor of a coming recession. The Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland says a yield curve inversion has preceded each of the last seven recessions, and this one is the first since 2007, just before the financial collapse the next year. The yield curve inversion was probably a factor in the day's 1.9% drop in stock prices. Long-term bond yields have been falling since late last year. Warren Levinson, New York.
And President Trump announced Friday that Islamic State militants no longer control any territory in Syria, and he held up a map indicating a large swath of land once controlled by ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and then another showing the territory had declined to nothing. The U.S. was still launching airstrikes, and sporadic fighting continued on the ground against the group's holdouts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
Chinese President Xi Jinping has been received with full red carpet honors by his Italian counterpart at the start of a two-day visit.
President Xi said there was a profound friendship between China and Italy. He said Beijing and Rome wanted to revive the old Silk Road, an ancient trading route. For his part, President Mattarella hailed the new Silk Road Accord, which Italy is expected to sign with China tomorrow. The accord could help Italy boost its exports and attract investment to lift its economy out of recession.
BBC correspondent Bethany Bell reporting from Rome. The Inter-American Development Bank calling off its General Assembly next week in China. The IDB did not say in its press release the reason for canceling the meeting. But Vice President Mike Pence says China refused to grant an official visa to Ricardo Hausmann, the Venezuelan representative. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports the American Society of Clinical Oncology has revamped its guidelines for evaluating elderly cancer patients and their treatment options.
Doctors have often assumed elderly patients are too frail for cancer treatment. At other times, the recommended treatment can be harsh and tested only in younger patients. The new guidelines recommend before making treatment decisions, patients age 65 and up undergo assessments of their physical and mental health as well as their social supports.
The doctors also take into account the patient's desires for life-prolonging treatment. Regardless of how much time might be left, the idea is to find ways to help patients tolerate treatment, not rule it out. Indonesian airline Garuda wants to cancel a multi-billion dollar order for 49 Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets following two crashes in the space of a few months involving the plane. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR 1460.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. A lot coming up for you this hour. Senator Ted Cruz will be stopping by in just a little while to talk about his bill that is supposed to condemn anti-Semitism. Of course, we'll see if Democrats go along with that. He'll also be talking about President Trump's announcement that Israel does indeed have sovereignty over the Golan Heights, according to the United States' view. We'll also be joined later in the hour by Senator Randy Feenstra. He's a state senator from Iowa who's running against Steve King in his district, and you should give him your support. He will explain why coming up a little bit later in the hour. Also, sometime today, we are expected to hear possibly about the Mueller report. Maybe the Mueller report will drop. There's sort of a running joke happening on Twitter right now that Mueller hasn't written the report, that he's been delaying, that he's been procrastinating, and now the deadline is upon him. And so he's just desperately downing Red Bulls and trying to write this thing up before he hits his deadline. In any case, we'll bring you any breaking news as it comes through. Meanwhile, the 2020 Democratic race is heating up. And by heating up, I mean everybody is now stumping for bad ideas and or is weird. That seems to be the theme in the Democratic race. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, she's out there trying to stump for breaking up Amazon. Colors of the wind, dude. So she came out and she says, listen, I want to break up Amazon, but if I break up Amazon, it's not like you're going to be hurt in any way. You'll still be able to get your stupid coffee maker at a reasonable price. Here's Elizabeth Warren failing basic economics.
Somebody starts to grow a business in there, then Amazon, Google, Facebook just reaches out and snatches up the business. And that doesn't promote competition. So I think they ought to be broken apart. Run that platform. You can still go online and search for 28 coffee makers that can be delivered in 24 hours. But break that up from the part about running a business that competes on that platform.
Okay, this is ridiculous. Every single manufacturer has a method for you to buy their product from their website. Right? Over at Daily Wire, a site that we run, you know where you buy a subscription for the Daily Wire, and also where we produce products that have the Daily Wire brand on them, over at dailywire.com. This mentality that Amazon should not be allowed to distribute everybody else's product if they produce their own product, that's just ridiculous. She's artificially seeking to raise the cost of doing business for Amazon. Now, is that good for the consumer? No, Amazon is the best company for the consumer ever. It's a great company for the consumer. Forget what you think about Jeff Bezos. The thing that matters for Amazon as a business is you get stuff cheaper and faster and better than you ever have in human history, thanks to Amazon. Warren wants to break it up based on her vast business experience being a fake Native American. So that is candidate number one. Behind door number two, we have Joseph R. McBiden. So that guy is having a little bit of a rough run, and he hasn't even declared yet. As the Joseph R. Biden music indicates, dude's stumbling all over himself. He has announced yesterday, his campaign suggested maybe he would just announce Stacey Abrams as his VP pick, because what we really need is a person who has never won a federal office as VP. At least Trump had to run an election. At least Trump ran through an election. Stacey Abrams has run no federal election. The only major election she ran for, she lost. That was governor of Georgia. She's refused to accept that. Nonetheless, Biden has been discussing maybe we'll go with Stacey Abrams as our VP candidate, despite the fact that she was like a state representative in the state house in Georgia. That's her highest credential. Van Jones, who at least is honest about this stuff, says it's pretty obvious what Biden is trying to do here. He is not picking Stacey Abrams because he is deeply impressed with her work.
I think he's trying to accommodate the fact that people maybe say, look, do we really want to have another straight white guy? Can't we have a little bit more diversity? So maybe he's trying to put on a little bit of a diversity jacket. You have a diversity beard, you know, for himself. I think, though, the downsides of it for him are this is very, very risky.
Okay, there it is. A diversity beard. That's not me saying that. That is Van Jones saying that. And, of course, Van Jones is corrupt. Joe Biden is he's got some problems in this race. There are just not enough members of the Democratic caucus who believe that he is intersectional enough for him to run away with this race. Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke, that dude continues to be insanely weird. Yeah, Paul. So Beto, he's basically going around saying radical things and also apologizing for being white. So he gets it. Joe Biden hasn't yet done enough apology for being white. Beto, however, is going to apologize for being white because he understands that if you are intersectionally woke enough, maybe you're able to thread that needle as a straight white guy who grew up in enormous privilege. Here's Beto saying, I am a privileged white guy. Vote for me anyway.
As a white man in this country, there are a set of circumstances that are different than they are for women, than they are for people of color. We won't become the country that we're supposed to be. We won't fulfill our promise until opportunity is shared equally, regardless of differences of gender, of race, of country of national origin, of you know, how long your family's been here, or whether your family just got here yesterday. That's the promise of America.
He's such a doofus. I'm sorry. The dude is such a doofus. He just spits out platitude after platitude. He's a platitude machine who likes to jump up on lunch counters. This is what he's been doing. He's been going around the country, and every time he sees a counter, he jumps on it. I don't know why. He watched Dead Poets Society, got inspired. He thinks it makes him look like a man of the people to jump up on that lunch counter. But there he is explaining that he's a white guy, and as a white guy, he recognizes his privilege, now make him president, which is a hell of a pitch. Beto also suggests that we don't need any walls, no walls at all. The time for walls is over. He says this from presumably atop some lunch counter somewhere, because that's the only thing he'll speak on.
We do not need any walls. $30 billion, 2,000 miles long, 30 feet high, that will not be built on the international boundary line, which is the center line of the Rio Grande River. That wall will be built well into the interior on someone's ranch, someone else's farm, someone else's home. You and I will be forced to take their property to solve a problem that we do not have.
Okay, so there he is saying that we should just get rid of all walls and all borders. And I guess that the hopey-changey nature of Beto's campaign is really enthralling to some level of millennial socialists, but I don't really see why. What is indicative and what is important is that Beto now says he's not going to go speak at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which is kind of a shocker. The fact is that AIPAC was seen, for better or worse, as kind of the biggest gathering of pro-Israel voices in the United States. The vast majority of AIPAC members are not Republicans. They are Democrats. The vast majority of members of AIPAC's board are Democrats, and some of them were even members of the Obama administration. Nonetheless, the Democratic Party is running as fast as it possibly can away from AIPAC. And it's pretty obvious that they're doing this. They are now running full scale in favor of anti-Israel radicalism. It's astonishing. Here's Beto explaining why he's not going to AIPAC.
I'm here in South Carolina. I'm here in front of people who will decide who the Democratic nominee is, who are going to decide this next election, who will decide who will defeat President Trump and then bring this country together. That's the best way for me to spend this time. So it's not what I'm not going to or anything to the negative. It's what I'm for and what I'm excited to do. And what I'm excited to do is to be in Rock Hill this morning in South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not what you're excited to do. And I'm pretty sure the story is that you, in fact, are not going to AIPAC. And it's not just Beto who is not going to AIPAC. Now Elizabeth Warren says she's not going to AIPAC. Kamala Harris, who went to AIPAC and did like a behind-the-scenes meeting last year, says she's not going. Bernie Sanders is going to ditch the conference as well. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is not going either, and neither will former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is apparently going to skip the conference as well. Why? Sanders told NBC News the senator is concerned about the platform AIPAC is providing for leaders who have expressed bigotry and oppose a two-state solution. Really? AIPAC invited every major Democrat this year. AIPAC has had Barack Obama keynote the AIPAC conference pretty much every year of his presidency. By the way, Sanders didn't attend the 2016 conference either, so this has nothing to do with Benjamin Netanyahu or late moves by AIPAC. The bottom line is that the radical left hates Israel, and they have taken over the party. You know this because AOC, her chief of staff, tweeted out that Ilhan Omar was obviously victorious inside the Democratic Party, that Ilhan Omar had taken over the Democratic Party and had prevented all these people from going and visiting AIPAC, because AIPAC is now supposedly evil. It's Jew money supposedly paying for pro-Israel support. That was a lie. It was a slander when Ilhan Omar said it, but she was able to escape censure from her own people, and now they are bowing before her. It's pretty astonishing. It's particularly astonishing when you consider how open Omar is about her anti-Israel and radical sentiments. I'll give you a story in a second that truly is shocking about Ilhan Omar. First, let's talk about morning coffee. It's an American institution. That's why when it comes to starting my day, I reach for the most American coffee on the market, Black Rifle Coffee. Founded by former special ops vets, Black Rifle delivers the best roast-to-order coffee directly to your door. This guarantees you're getting fresh premium coffee with every single order. And Black Rifle's Coffee Club makes things easy. Just pick your blend and the amount you want. Black Rifle ships your coffee direct to your door every month, hassle-free. No lines, no running out, just great coffee shipped right to your door every month. Plus, when you join their coffee club, you'll receive discounts and offers not available to other customers. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you're supporting a company that gives back to veterans and first responder causes. They serve coffee and culture to people who truly love America. And while folks on the left threaten to tax your hard-earned money with their socialist agenda, Black Rifle Coffee is fueling the fight for freedom. They are upping their offer to 20% off your first purchase. Take advantage by visiting blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. Receive 20% off your first purchase. That is blackriflecoffee.com/Ben for 20% off that first purchase. Again, blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. Now, as you say, Ilhan Omar has basically taken over the heart and soul of the Democratic Party when it comes to Israel. This is not a shock. They were moving in a radically anti-Israel direction long before Ilhan Omar was ever elected to Congress. I was there in 2012 at the DNC when the question of Jerusalem as Israel's capital was booed in the DNC platform. I was there when Barack Obama decided to try and fight funding of Israel, tried to remove their weaponry, funding for their weaponry in the middle of the Gaza War of 2014. I remember when Barack Obama crammed down an Iran deal that endangered Israel's very existence. So this is nothing new. But Ilhan Omar being treated with kid gloves is pretty astonishing nonetheless. Why? Well, here's a story from Adam Credo over at the Free Beacon, the Washington Free Beacon. Quote, Democratic freshman Representative Ilhan Omar has been holding a series of secret fundraisers with groups that have been tied to the support of terrorism, appearances that have been closed to the press and hidden from public view. The content of these speeches, given to predominantly Muslim audiences, remains unknown, prompting some of Omar's critics to express concern about the type of rhetoric she is using before these audiences. Omar recently spoke in Florida at a private event hosted by Islamic Relief, a charity organization long said to have deep ties to groups that advocate terrorism against Israel. Over the weekend, she will appear at another private event in California, hosted by CARE California PAC, a political action committee affiliated with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE, a group that was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in a massive terror funding incident. They were associated with the terrorist group Hamas. Omar's appearance at these closed-door forums is raising eyebrows in the pro-Israel world. With Omar's popularity skyrocketing on the anti-Israel left, it appears her rhetoric is translating into fundraising prowess. In 2017, Congress sought to ban taxpayer funds from reaching Islamic Relief because of their links to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Now she is raising money for them. Pretty astonishing stuff, and yet she is seen as the ideological thought leader on Israel among up-and-coming Democrats, which says where the party is as a whole. That's some scary stuff. And coming up in just a second, we're going to talk about some more of the Democratic candidates, plus a crazy story out of Princeton Seminary, Princeton University Seminary. First, let's talk about that timeshare that you bought. If something sounds too good to be true, that's because it usually is. Timeshare pitches are too good to be true. Timeshares sell the average one-week interval for over 20 grand at a fat interest rate. They make it seem like that's a huge investment for exclusive vacationing. Heck, it's an investment, guys. But a little searching prior to purchase, you're likely to find multiple units at that same timeshare on sale for a buck and nobody buying them. This is a terrible investment. If you're trapped in a timeshare, if the fees are piling up, you can't get it, you can't use it, get out. Timeshare exit team successfully exits thousands from their timeshare burdens every single year. I trust them, and you can too. It's a process. They are with you every step of the way. Timeshare Exit Team is so confident in their exit service, they will get you out of your timeshare, or they will give you a complete refund. Text Ben to 797979 to start your exit process today. That is B-E-N to 797979. Message and data rates may apply. Text Ben to 797979. Let Timeshare Exit Team help you get out of that timeshare. It was a bad move in the first place. Don't keep doubling down on stupid. Text Ben to 797979. All right, coming up, we have a couple more Democratic candidates making waves. Cory Booker and Pete Buttigieg. Also, a crazy story out of Princeton University where seminary students are asking the university for slavery reparations. Yes, really. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstchen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats are racing to the left in an attempt to get attention. Cory Booker is one of those Democrats. And the thing about Cory Booker is he's the Spinal Tap speaker. He just, everything is turned up to 11. Doesn't matter that the highest standard is 10. Every single thing is turned up to 11. So where a little subtlety would do, he takes out a rock hammer and proceeds to chip away, just bash in at the skull. So here is Cory Booker explaining that President Trump is going to kill people. I mean, I thought we were already dead because of tax cuts and the Paris Climate Accords. I thought we were already going to die because of net neutrality. But apparently Trump is still going to kill more people. He says this, of course, to the Pod Save Bros who love this sort of crap.
understand my perspective on this, mm-hmm. which comes from decades of living in one of the most vulnerable communities in the country. And if Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Donald Trump for the last 2 years had complete sway, they wouldn't have just changed policy, which is nice. They would have hurt people in my community.
Right.
Literally doing policies that could cause people's death.
Doing name the policies. Which policies are going to cause people's deaths, Cory Booker? And then their charred bodies. Let me explain. I'm so serious. Their charred bodies will be found beneath the wreckage of an orphanage, thanks to Donald Trump. Cory Booker, when he gets intense, is so fake. I mean, it's really insane. Well, at least Cory Booker is not going to be called out for lack of intersectionality. Pete Buttigieg will. So he was appearing on The View with Sonny Hostin. And The View's Hostin chastised Pete Buttigieg for not being intersectionally woke enough. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's actually starting to pick up a little bit of support.
Abby just talked about the economy, but there is a huge racial disparity in terms of the wealth gap. And I'm curious about reparations because you're so thoughtful. But I didn't think your answer during the town hall was very thoughtful. Are you supportive of cash reparations for the African-American community?
I'm supportive of the concept of acting proactively to right these wrongs. I don't know that if it's perceived, though, as just a check in the mail system, mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a hard time coming up with something that everybody can believe is fair.
Okay, and of course, that's exactly right. But according to Sonny Hostin and many other people, this means that Pete Buttigieg is not doing enough. It's a weird take, honestly, because Buttigieg has taken the exact same position on reparations as every other major Democrat. Yes, reparations. What do you mean by reparations? I mean the same programs I was already proposing, but I say that it's for black people. That's what all of them say. Legitimately, like Senator Elizabeth Warren, who started this. She's like, yes, I love reparations. And then she's asked, well, what does that mean? She's like, well, you know, like the stuff I was going to do already. And then they ask Cory Booker, and it's the same shtick. And then they ask Kamala Harris, and it's the same shtick. Only Pete Buttigieg is being called out for not embracing cash reparations because no one in the Democratic Party has embraced cash reparations. They just want to do what they want to do and then say that it's been reparations. It's really absurd, really, in pretty much every possible way. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders continues to do decently in the polls, but not quite as decently as he should be doing. He's been stagnant. Somewhere between 20 and 28% in the polls. Is that a large enough share of the electorate for him to run the gamut here, for him to run that gauntlet? I am not sure. The good news for him is he's now been endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America. Those nut jobs. So their membership ballooned after the 2016 candidacy of Senator Bernie Sanders. They announced their endorsement this week. They said, Sanders is the only Democratic Socialist running for president in 2020 and the only socialist in American history with a serious chance of winning the presidency. Sanders' platform, Green New Deal, Medicare for All, College for All, ending cash bail, strengthening unions, and a living wage, would transform American society by ending the worst forms of poverty and inequality while empowering workers to fight for even more. Actually, his policies, which have been tried in a wide variety of areas, have ended with more poverty, not less poverty, because when you kill capitalism, you kill the goose that bears the golden egg. Hilariously, some Democratic Socialists had been worried that maybe he wasn't socialist enough, that perhaps he needed somebody even further to the left. But this presumably is a blow to Elizabeth Warren, who's been desperately attempting to win over the Democratic Socialist base. She understands that she's not going to win inside that intersectional base ever since it turns out that she is one millionth Native American or some such. So Bernie Sanders, you know, we'll see how he does it right now. There's a reason the betting markets have Kamala Harris as the odds-on favorite. The reason is because she is the person who is most likely to reach over into several different areas of the base. Kamala apparently is now looking to go after Beto. According to Politico.com, Kamala is coming after Beto in his own backyard. Hours before the former El Paso congressman unveiled his presidential bid, Harris announced she was heading to Texas, an unmistakable warning shot at a fellow upstart competing to capture the imagination of Democratic voters. She's reaching out to all the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, and she is hoping to fend off Beto, who is running about even with her in the polls right now. Harris and her team think they can win a significant share of Texas delegates by focusing on the Houston and Dallas area. Harris's basic move is win enough intersectional coalition votes, win most of those, and then get just enough of the rest of the vote to squeak out a victory. The Democratic primary system is very proportional, so this thing could be very close. All right, coming up, we'll be joined by Senator Ted Cruz. He joins us to discuss a new bill he is proposing to condemn anti-Semitism. Democrats already shot down a bill to condemn anti-Semitism in the House just a couple of weeks ago. Senator Cruz is pushing them. Well done, Senator Cruz. We'll talk to him in a second. This is the Ben.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
As
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, the Democrats are moving in an increasingly anti-Israel direction as they kowtow to the wishes of apparently Representative Ilhan Omar, the anti-Semitic congresswoman from Minnesota, joining us on the line to discuss the new anti-Semitism that the Democratic Party seems to be okay with is Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Senator Cruz, welcome to Ben Shapiro Show.
Ben, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Senator Cruz, let's start with this. You are doing something that I think congressional Republicans should have done a while ago, which is you're introducing a bill to condemn anti-Semitism. You're doing that in the Senate. Is it going to come up for a vote? What's the actual content of the bill?
Well, I hope that it comes up for a vote. We circulated it to every Senate office this past week. It's a straightforward bill condemning anti-Semitism. And this was prompted, number one, by the repeated anti-Semitic comments we've seen from these new freshman congresswomen. But number two, by the ridiculous paroxysms that House Democrats went into when they were unable to vote out a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, because the sad reality is too many in their party have given in to the extremes, the left-wing anti-Israel bias, the embrace of BDS. And so instead they watered it down into a general resolution disclaiming bigotry of any kind, and they listed every group they could find in it. The resolution I've introduced is straightforward. It defines anti-Semitism as a unique form of prejudice that targeted at the Jews. It identifies attacks on Jewish loyalty as a form of anti-Semitism with a long history going all the way back to the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It identifies attacks on Jews' livelihood as a form of anti-Semitism, from land prohibition in the Middle Ages to Nazi destruction of Jewish businesses to the contemporary BDS movement. And it describes the history of American anti-Semitism, and it's one of the reasons why it is so clear to be unequivocal. My hope is the Senate will do what the House was not able to do, which is take it up and clearly and unequivocally condemn anti-Semitism.
Now, Senator Cruz, does the bill itself mention by name anybody in the Congress, or is it a general just condemnation of anti-Semitism?
So it does not mention any individual member of Congress, and I just didn't think it was appropriate for the Senate to do that. And actually, part of the reason it doesn't do that is my hope is to get it passed. But what it does do is it condemns specifically the comments, the kinds of comments, the assertions of dual loyalty, the tweet that was sent about it's all about the Benjamins, which I may well have been the most offensive of all of these comments. It targets those kinds of aspersions without identifying a member of Congress by name.
Okay, so with that said, have you received any Democratic support? How have Democratic senators reacted to your proposal?
So we have not yet, but we just circulated it this past week, and the Senate's in recess. Everyone is back in their states right now, and so we have right now 10 Senate offices that have asked to be co-sponsors, but all of them are Republicans so far. We'll wait and see. I am not certain we will vote on it. I want to have a vote on it, and Mitch McConnell has said he plans to schedule it for a vote. So I'm hopeful that every senator has to make a choice. Where do you stand? And I think for some Senate Democrats, that may be a difficult choice, but my hope is that they do the right thing. I'd like to see this pass 100-0, but the Democrats will have to make a decision that they're willing to be unequivocal condemning anti-Semitism for that to happen.
And Senator Cruz, it is fascinating to watch as the Democratic Party pulls further and further away from Israel. They say this has nothing to do with an implicit endorsement of anti-Semitism, even though they've been watering down their principles on behalf of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in the House. We now know that at least six Democratic presidential contenders have pulled out of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference, which is this huge event that happens every year. It's basically just a giant gathering of pro-Israel people. Historically, everybody from every side of the political aisle, including folks like President Obama, have spoken at AIPAC regularly. Even when President Obama was pushing what I thought was an awful anti-Israel Iran bill, he was invited to and spoke at AIPAC. What do you make of the Democrats pulling out of AIPAC one after another like this?
Well, it's one of the saddest and most troubling legacies of the Obama presidency is that there used to be for many years a bipartisan agreement and support for Israel and for America's alliance with Israel. When Obama negotiated and pushed forward the Iranian nuclear deal, that I think was devastating to send billions of dollars to the Ayatollah, a theocratic zealot who pledges death to Israel and death to America. Well, what happened was congressional Democrats, the Obama White House, teed up a choice between either stand with the Obama White House or stand with Israel, and virtually every congressional Democrat chose partisan Democratic politics over Israel. That legacy continues to reverberate today, and it's really a very unfortunate development. I hope we can find congressional Democrats get their voice back and be willing to stand together in support of the nation of Israel.
And so, Senator Cruz, the same Democrats who are suggesting that Ilhan Omar is, in fact, not anti-Semitic, or Rashida Tlaib are not anti-Semitic, those same people are suggesting that President Trump is anti-Semitic, despite the fact that today, or yesterday, the President of the United States declared that the United States' position on the Golan Heights is that it is sovereign Israeli territory. What is your take on the President's announcement about Israel's control of the Golan Heights?
Well, I think the President's announcement about the Golan Heights is incredibly important. It is something that I had been urging him to do for many months. I introduced a resolution in December of last year for Congress to recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. And then earlier this year, I introduced legislation to mandate that. We've been working hand in hand with the White House, with the National Security Council, with the administration, urging the President to do what he just did yesterday. I think it is a recognition of reality. The Golan Heights are unquestionably part of Israel today. But it is also a recognition of America's interest. Nobody in their right mind would want to see the Golan Heights go back to Syria, would want to see the Golan Heights controlled by Iran or Russia. And this statement, this recognition, I think is vitally important. It's my hope, by the way, that not only does the Senate vote on my resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but I also hope the Senate will take up and vote into law the legislation that I've introduced, formally recognizing the Golan Heights as part of Israel, to put into the United States Code what the President has recognized as the chief executive.
Now, Senator Cruz, I want to ask you quickly about Beto O'Rourke. So Beto O'Rourke, obviously, you ran against him. And I specifically want to ask you about your opinion now of the media treatment of Beto O'Rourke. It's been kind of astonishing to watch. So for a year, they built up Beto O'Rourke as this incredible, charismatic politician when he was running against you. Then he loses, and now he's running for the presidency, and he's too white and non-intersectional. And they have decided that he's actually an empty vessel who has no actual policy positions, that he's kind of a weirdo, and they've discovered all of his old writings suddenly. What do you feel about the media's sudden switch in time when it comes to Beto O'Rourke?
Well, look, I think the media have revealed their true colors for everyone to see. They were obvious to begin with. But when Beto was running against me, the media was in love with this man. I mean, they wrote – the profiles they wrote of him read more like fan fiction in the Rolling Stone of like teenagers enamored with a movie star. Every reporter, when writing a profile, the obligatory adjective was Kennedy-esque. I think they actually had a macro on their computer that just typed it automatically for them. And they would just – I mean, it was writing and coverage that one rarely sees, and he could do nothing wrong. There was no criticism. You want an interesting visual comparison of media bias? Take every negative article written about Beto O'Rourke in the last 2 years prior to the November election. The stack, I'd be surprised if it's even a half inch tall if you stacked it up in paper. Take every negative article that has been written since he started entering the presidential campaign, and it's a stack, my guess is it's over a foot tall. Why? Because now you have Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, and you have the other Democrats sticking knives in him, and now suddenly the press will cover that criticism of him because he's running against other Democrats. And look, one of the more stunning examples is Reuters. Reuters allegedly holds itself out as a fair and objective journalistic outlet. Reuters has now admitted that a Reuters reporter had evidence that Beto had been part of this underground hacking collective, and that he may well have committed a series of felonies, including stealing phone service, which the Reuters has laid out over a certain volume as a felony with prison time. They had this in 2017. They interviewed Beto O'Rourke, the Reuters reporter, in 2017, over a year ago, where he admitted to this, and they cut a deal with him. They said, I'll tell you what, we won't publish any of it until after November 2018, after the Senate election, because, and they didn't say this, but this is obvious, because they wanted the Democrat to win. He was running against me, so of course they're not going to say anything negative. Now all of these, you know, bizarre fiction pieces he wrote as a kid, all of this has come out because Reuters sat on it for over a year as essentially an in-kind campaign contribution to the Beto O'Rourke for Senate campaign.
It's pretty astonishing, but Senator Cruz, at least you can take comfort in knowing that after you defeated him in his Senate race, he went to New Mexico and literally ate dirt. That's a thing that actually happened. It was in a Washington Post. So it was in a Washington Post profile of him. Well, so, I mean, I guess that's some comfort to you.
Well, Ben, even beyond that, not only did he eat dirt, he apparently brought the dirt back to his family to feed his family dirt. Now, how exactly do you show up to your kids and say, hey, kids, guess what I brought for dinner? I mean, that's a little out there, even for a socialist.
Well, at least he rides a skateboard. That's the important thing. Senator Cruz, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Well, coming up in just a second, I have a few more notes on the coverage of Beto O'Rourke by the media, particularly with regard to Senator Cruz. Plus, there's this crazy story out of Princeton I want to discuss. First, let's talk about your shaving habits. I love that Dollar Shave Club has everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. What I love even more is the fact I never have to go to a store. That's because, first, DSE delivers everything I need directly to my door. Second, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready, no matter what you are getting ready for. They've got you covered head to toe, your hair, your skin, your face, you name it, they've got it. And they have a new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. You determine what you want, and when you want it, it shows up directly at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. That's what I do for their Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. Ooh, it's just delightful. Plus, with their handsome discount, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular-sized products at regular price. So, what exactly are you waiting for? Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. That is dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Go check them out right now, dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. You can get that starter set for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular-sized products at the regular price, dollarshaveclub.com/Ben for the special deal. Well, here's the quick addendum to what we just discussed with Senator Cruz. Beto O'Rourke is being hit for not being intersectional enough. He was running against Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz is Hispanic. He's of Cuban extraction. So why is it that the media have suddenly discovered that Beto is a privileged white man only when he is running against fellow Democrats? But when it was a privileged white man running against a Hispanic guy whose father came over from Cuba and legitimately worked as, I believe, a janitor at the very beginning, or in a bar, I think he was a bartender, that is somehow a referendum, not on intersectionality then, but now it's a referendum on intersectionality. That's the case they really want to make? It's pretty astonishing. It really is pretty astonishing. Well, coming up, we're going to be discussing another political race we are keeping our eye on, Senator Randy Feenstra, state senator from Iowa. He's running against Steve King in a hotly contested primary. We'll get to him in just 1 second. First, let's talk about your sleep quality. There's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for someone else? Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress, whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed. With Helix, there's no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Take their two-minute sleep quiz. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split that mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Take that two-minute sleep quiz. I took it, got the mattress with my wife. It is supremely comfortable, and you can have the same exact mattress type when you go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Get $125 off. And again, you try it out for 100 nights risk-free, so what do you have to lose? helixsleep.com/Shapiro. All right, coming up, we will be joined by State Senator Randy Feenstra. He is running against Representative Steve King for the House of Representatives in a hotly contested primary, and we will be discussing that race with him in just a minute as he approaches a fundraising deadline. I've already maxed out for him. I think you probably should, too. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstchen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So some breaking news here. Apparently, it is now being reported that within the next few minutes, it is going to be reported to the House Judiciary Committee that the Mueller report has now been turned over to Attorney General William Barr. So we draw to the end of this long saga, and soon we will know what exactly the Mueller report says. We'll get to that as soon as it breaks. First, we are talking to State Senator Randy Feenstra. Now, State Senator Feenstra is from Iowa. He is in the district, the same district as Steve King. He's running in a primary against U.S. Representative King. Senator Feenstra, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Oh, it's great to be on the Ben Shapiro Show. It's great to be on, and I'm just, it's just a great pleasure to be on, and your show is such a driving movement across the country, and I've just been a huge fan over the years.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So let's talk a little bit about this race. So you're in a contested primary. How many candidates are there in this primary, including Representative King?
Well, there's myself, and there might be another gentleman. Right now, I'm sort of the only one that's really has come out and I've been raising money and so forth. So it's really a two-man race at this point.
Okay, so Senator Feenstra is running against Steve King. Were you intending on running against Representative King before his white nationalism comments to the New York Times came out, or has this been a long time in the making? Was it a recent decision? How did you decide you wanted to run for the seat?
Exactly. It's funny. I actually announced in late December, early January, and it was after our election. My wife and I sat down. Over the last year and a half, we had real concerns about what was being said and also not having an effective leader in the 4th District. And we really believed, my wife and I and businessmen and the ag leaders around the area got in front of me and said, we need an effective conservative leader. And that's how the genesis of my campaign started.
Now, Senator Feenstra, what has been the reaction to Steve King's comments inside the district? Is there dissatisfaction with Representative King? Obviously, he ran a very, very close primary last time around. Is there additional discontent with Steve King as far as his representation of a district and being widely perceived to be an advocate for white nationalism after that quote?
Yeah, there's a lot of in the district. I think Senator Ernst said it best, that his words were very caustic. And people just look at it now and say, we need a voice at the table, and we don't have that anymore. He lost all his committee chairs. So from the ag to the business community to families simply say, hey, we need an effective conservative leader. And that has been what I'm trumpeting, and that's what people in the district are saying. It's time. It's time for him to either retire or step aside so we can have an effective voice.
Now, Senator Feenstra, I endorsed you pretty quickly. Almost immediately after those comments dropped from Representative King. I've maxed out you. I'm urging other people to max out to your campaign as well. I think it's deeply important that the district be represented by somebody who's not hamstrung by his own nasty rhetoric on a variety of these issues. Let's talk about your record, though, so people know that you are a solid conservative. So tell us some more about yourself. What is your record so that people know that they're not just electing somebody who's not just an anti-King, but somebody who's actually conservative?
Absolutely. So I've been 12 years in the state Senate. I am chair of the Ways and Means Committee. So last year I wrote and passed the largest tax cut in Iowa history. I also helped sponsor and help pass the heartbeat bill, which our governor signed. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court held it up. We also balanced our budget, and I worked with my Senate colleagues to pass some of the strongest Second Amendment protection gun legislation in Iowa history. And then finally, I sponsored and also helped support and pass the voter ID law to make it easier to vote, but also make it harder for those who cheat. So I'm very passionate about the conservative issues that from social to fiscal. And that's what we've done in the state Senate of Iowa, and that's what I do want to do in Congress. These are the things that I want to get done for our nation.
And Senator Feenstra, can you tell people where they can go to help out with your campaign or contribute to your campaign? As I've noted, I've already maxed out, so I'm pretty obvious about my biases here. I hope that you win, and I hope that others give to you. So where should they go to get it?
Absolutely, Ben. And I want to just thank you so much for doing that. But they can go to FeenstraForCongress.com. That's Feenstra with an FeenstraForCongress.com, FeenstraForCongress.com, and it takes money to win campaigns. It takes money to win a primary, and we know Congressman King is doing everything he can to stay in the race, and it's time that we have an effective leader, and it takes money to do that.
Okay, well, go check out Senator Randy Feenstra. If he's somebody that you agree with, if you like his principles, and if you'd like to see a replacement for Representative Steve King, go check him out, state senator in Iowa's 2nd District. Senator Feenstra, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show. Really appreciate it.
Ben, thanks for having me on. It's a great pleasure.
You bet. All right, folks. So, breaking news. 5 p.m. today, meaning right around the corner, apparently the Mueller report is headed over to the DOJ. Now, just because it is headed over to the DOJ doesn't mean that we are going to see it right away. We probably will not. First, the attorney general is going to have to peruse that. He's going to have to go through it. He's going to have to summarize it, and then he's going to have to pass it on to Congress, presumably redacting certain portions before it is handed on to Congress, because the DOJ does have internal regulations that prevent people from leveraging unverified speculation against people who are not actually going to be indicted, but it's in the...
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Special counsel Robert Mueller has delivered a report on the Russian interference probe to Attorney General William Barr. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Mueller began his hunt for evidence of Trump campaign collusion with Russia in May of 2017. Earlier this month, the House unanimously passed a resolution to make public the report's findings. It's a move that came up short in the Senate when Senator Lindsey Graham complained that had candidate Donald Trump done any of the things the Clinton campaign was alleged to have done,
it would be front page news all over the world.
Not the complete silence, as Graham argues, amounts to a double standard. It's now up to the Attorney General to decide how much of the report to share with Congress and therefore the public. Bob Agnew reporting.
No surprise, says geopolitical analyst Brandon Weikert of the American Spectator. He tells Salem Radio News the decision to not indict anyone else in the Russia probe is not surprising.
The fact that Mueller did not interview President Trump or request him to come before a grand jury indicates that there is very little evidence proving the Russia collusion's claims. And so basically everything that's been in the press, I would suspect, is everything that we will find in the report.
The head of the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center stepping down.
It's the latest high-profile departure from that organization. SPLC President Richard Cohen sent an email to the staff announcing his resignation. Cohen wrote that whatever problems exist at the SPLC happened on my watch, so I take responsibility for them. Cohen asked the organization's board to immediately begin the search for an interim president in order to give the organization the best chance to heal. The organization last week fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified conduct. Conservatives had come under increasing attack from SPLC for politically incorrect views. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
North Korea has withdrawn from the Inter-Korean Liaison Office, which was opened amid a warning of ties last year.
The Unification Ministry in Seoul said it regretted the decision and is urging staff from the North to return as soon as possible. It is a huge setback for South Korea's President Moon, who'd hoped to act as an intermediary between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un to try to get denuclearization talks back on track after the failed summit in Hanoi. The office was also a key part of the agreement reached between Mr. Kim and Mr. Moon at their first meeting in April last year. Its possible closure could indicate that Pyongyang is currently unwilling to talk to Seoul and that the South Korean president may not have the diplomatic influence he needs to get the U.S. and North Korea back to the negotiating table.
BBC correspondent Laura Bicker. Meanwhile, President Trump says he's revising his decision to slap new sanctions on North Korea. News and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook had stored millions of user passwords in plain text for years. By storing passwords in readable plain text, Facebook violated fundamental computer security practices. Cybersecurity expert Adam Levin suggests Facebook users change their passwords.
It's not the end of the world to change your password to enable two-factor authentication. And yes, you have a right to be annoyed. But at the end of the day, the ultimate guardian of the consumer is, has always been, and will always be, the consumer.
Facebook said that there's no evidence its employees abused access to this data, but thousands of employees could have searched them. Pinterest is pinning its future on Wall Street with the digital scrapbooking site on Friday, filing for an initial public offering of stock. It follows a similar filing with securities regulators earlier this month by ride-hailing company Lyft in what is shaping up to be a busy season. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids, for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Breaking news here on the Ben Shapiro Show. The DOJ has now been handed Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation document. He's delivered his report to Attorney General Barr. The Russia investigation is closed. Now, what the hell does it say? I don't know. Do you know? Your indication is as good as mine. We sit here and we wait now. Now we wait to hear what Attorney General Barr conveys over to the House Judiciary Committee. It's going to be a little while because he has to go through and apparently look at it redacted. I doubt he can just turn it over straight. So I don't believe that this thing is going to be forthcoming tonight. It may be forthcoming tomorrow morning, maybe sometime over the weekend. Let's put it this way. If Robert Mueller were really releasing something that were groundbreaking, you think he would release it on a Friday afternoon? Or you think he might do it on a Monday? I mean, this is the traditional time for what we call the Friday news dump. The Friday news dump is when you bury something because you don't want people paying attention to it because we've all got stuff to do over the weekend. That would fit with the reports that we are getting about what's going to be in this thing, which is to say nothing, nada, zip, zilcho. Now, I don't know. Maybe it'll be something shocking. Maybe it will say in there that President Trump is hereby indicted. Maybe it will say that Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are to be locked up and sent to the gulags in Siberia. I mean, I don't know what's in there. You don't know what's in there either. The speculation, however, even from the Democratic side of the aisle, is not much. That after 2 long years of this nonsense, after 2 long years of interviews and people being indicted for stuff that is not Russia-related, and people being indicted for fibbing to the FBI and people going to jail for like a week, like George Papadopoulos, or people pleading guilty to ancillary offenses, like Paul Manafort, who was violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or people like Michael Cohen pleading guilty to state crimes that have nothing to do with the Russia stuff, that after all of this, after it all began with the accusation that President Trump was working hand in glove with Vladimir Putin, that Putin was running the ship, that the Russians were coming, that it turns out it's all BS, that's going to be egg on some people's faces. And President Trump shouting from the rooftops that it was a hoax from the beginning will look a lot better. And if Democrats decide to leverage this into a bunch of independent investigations so that they can get at all of the stuff that the Mueller report doesn't openly cover. It's going to look like partisan hackery because it is partisan hackery. Person with egg on his face, number one, Adam Schiff, the representative from California who has spent every waking moment setting up a pup tent outside of MSNBC and CNN so that he can appear at the drop of a hat to talk about how the evidence is just around the corner, guys, just around the corner, beyond the horizon. There's the evidence. He's going to be sitting there weeping into his soup. It's going to be very sad for him. Auntie Maxine, who says that Trump is impeachable on the basis of his Russia offenses, she's going to have to explain herself. Or maybe the media will just forget about it. Maybe just like a poof, gone. Like Thanos, all of the attention on Russia will dissipate, and suddenly it'll be President Trump's businesses or Jared's businesses or Michael Cohen or some other such silliness. Here's what CNBC is reporting at the moment. Washington is abuzz with anticipation that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will soon submit his report on the Russia investigation. For nearly 2 years, Mueller has been investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign and whether then-candidate Donald Trump's campaign colluded with the Kremlin. Despite endless media coverage and speculation, Mueller has remained tight-lipped on his findings. And if you're watching TV, or if you are near a TV and you see all the members of the media right now, they are all Jesse from Saved by the Bell. They're so excited. They're so scared. Nearly 200 charges against 34 people and three Russian companies have been filed since the beginning of the investigation. Six of those indicted are former Trump advisors. I love CNBC's coverage here. It doesn't say this, but none on charges having to do with collusion with Russia. 26 are Russian nationals. So far, seven have submitted guilty pleas. Five have been sentenced for their crimes. Trump and his allies have repeatedly attacked the investigation, calling it a witch hunt. He has denied any wrongdoing related to the Mueller probe, adopting no collusion as a mantra over the course of the investigation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi keeps saying that Trump is not worth the impeachment. So here is what we know about the Russia investigation, according to CNBC. What we know is that a federal grand jury indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian businesses for allegedly interfering in the 2016 presidential elections with the goal of getting Trump elected. That is not exactly accurate. There is a widespread sort of dissent inside the intelligence community that says that Putin was basically just trying to screw with the election, that it wasn't necessarily about getting Trump elected first and foremost because they, like everybody else, thought Trump wasn't going to win. A Russian organization called the Internet Research Agency was accused of waging information warfare against the United States by using fake American online personas and social media platforms to sway voters' opinions. Now, that all that stuff didn't really do much. If you actually look at the methods of information warfare, they were particularly weak. The Senate released a whole batch of these messages that were supposedly influential during the election. Suffice it to say, the number of shares they got on Facebook is minuscule. I should know, my Facebook page is extraordinarily vibrant. The amount of attention that our Facebook page gets in a month outdoes what any of these Russian posts combined did in a year. 12 Russian intelligence officers were also indicted for computer hacking conspiracies, but again, there is no actual evidence that the Trump team was working with those people to do any of that stuff. The people who have been charged with crimes include Michael Flynn. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about something that was not a crime, him speaking to the Russian government. Paul Manafort, who pled guilty to violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So that had nothing to do with the campaign. Rick Gates, who pled guilty to working with Paul Manafort to avoid the Foreign Agents Registration Act. George Papadopoulos, who pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with various and sundry foreign agents while he was not, in fact, an official member of the campaign. Michael Cohen, who is indicted for taxi medallions. And Roger Stone, a longtime Trump associate and former campaign advisor, who was indicted for lying to the FBI. In none of those cases is there actual, I keep repeating this because it's important, the media is going to obscure this, in none of those cases was there any actual evidence of the Trump campaign working a quid pro quo with the Russians. Still, the best evidence that there was any attempt to even do this sort of thing comes courtesy of that Trump Tower meeting in June 2016, in which Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer. The Russian lawyer had been fixed up with him by a mutual acquaintance who suggested she might have dirt on Hillary Clinton. That is the extent of this stuff. All other attempts to tie Trump to strategizing with the Russians has been nonsense. Even the attempts to paint Roger Stone as a sort of go-between, that's not what the evidence says. What the evidence suggests is that Roger Stone was hanging with Wikipedia, and every so often he would inform Trump, and Trump would be like, yeah, all right, fine, goodbye. And that was pretty much it. CNBC now reporting that Mueller has delivered his report to Attorney General William Barr. Mueller is no longer formally the special counsel. He is done. He was appointed in May 2017. You'll remember that he was originally appointed by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein after Trump fired former FBI Director James Comey. A spokesman for the special counsel's office did not immediately respond to CNBC's request for comment. His purview was to look into Russian meddling and potential links and coordination with the Trump campaign, as well as any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. It is in that latter capacity that the Mueller investigation kept going and then going and then going and then going. What did we just spend 2 years on? If it was all this ancillary nonsense and that's all they come up with, big win for President Trump. And you can see that the Democrats are very nervous that this is, in fact, the case. They've been downplaying this thing weeks in advance. We've noted it here on the show. Democrats have been suggesting for weeks, literally weeks at this point, that this is going to be a nothing burger. Prepare yourself for disappointment. And now it appears that this may be true. The Attorney General, as I suggest, may, in fact, deliver his report over the weekend to the House Judiciary Committee. The report has to be reviewed by the Attorney General. He said he will write his own account communicating Mueller's findings to Congress and the American people. As I have said before, DOJ regulations prevent the findings that are non-criminal from being thrown out there to no effect. Barr said he could release his account to Congress as soon as this weekend. We have no details at this point. We do not know what any of this means. It is doubtful that anyone was going to be indicted additionally by Robert Mueller, which suggests that this is going to be a lot of weak tea. There's going to be a lot of weak tea. And that's bad news for Democrats. You put all your eggs in the Hillary lost illegitimately bucket. And now it turns out none of that was true in all likelihood. If Democrats decide to double down on stupid and continue to push the Mueller report as the be-all, end-all, the deus ex machina that was going to end all of this, I think that is not a thing that is going to happen. I think that is a thing that is not going to happen. All right, coming up, we'll talk about what the AG could do and then what he is going to do. First, let's talk about protecting your online security. Admit, you think that cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You might think no one wants your data or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details. You would be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is one of the simplest, cheapest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you may as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see. That's why I decided to take action. To protect myself from cybercriminals, I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Using ExpressVPN, I can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on or having my personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get the same ExpressVPN protection that I have. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/ben. That's expressvpn.com/ben for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/ben to learn more. Go check it out right now. So, people are already joking about this online. My favorite joke thus far, Barr opens Mueller's report to find one line. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. It's from Ala Pundit. That's pretty much what it could be. Now, it's true that Attorney General Barr does have an option here. He could theoretically just PDF this entire thing and put it online. He's presumably not going to do that until he at least reads what is in the report. Lawyers are reporting that the report delivered to Barr means initial review by Barr and a couple of aides, and then months or weeks of review by White House counsel for executive privilege, and then the relevant organs of intelligence to protect sources and methods. Nothing is coming through tonight. So we'll see how fast all of this breaks. Suffice it to say, the anticipation is delicious. Oh, so we'll find out very quickly, or maybe not so quickly, who was right and who was wrong. Jonah Goldberg saying, if Mueller in effect clears Trump, I expect to see a lot of folks who insisted Mueller was a dirty cop, deep state witch hunter, so to suddenly discover Mueller's integrity. And I think that's right. I think that is correct. If it turns out that Mueller uncovers nothing and then was honest about it, then why were we spending months decrying Robert Mueller as a dishonest human being? This is what I've always said. You had to wait for all this to come out. And I was happy to wait. Well, we've waited, and soon we shall know. Soon! We'll have more updates in a second on nothing. And I'll just keep updating you on nothing in 1 second. But first, when it comes to improving the look and feel of your home without spending a fortune. A lot of us have ideas, but we don't know where to start. That's where SelectBlinds.com comes in. Select Blinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. With Select Blinds, you can swap out tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. Upgrading your home with Select Blinds, it's so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in your new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from a million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. Easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. Select Blinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. Get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters. Shop today at SelectBlinds.com. Remember, mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu, Select Blinds. Simple, smart, and custom. SelectBlinds.com. Go check them out right now. SelectBlinds.com. Get those blinds and make your room look better. SelectBlinds.com. And remember, mention our show using the drop-down menu. Coming up, we'll give you whatever non-existent updates are available on the Mueller report. It is now in the hands of the DOJ. Robert Mueller is no longer the special counsel, if you are just joining us, and that means that it is now a short leap from here to finding out what exactly Robert Mueller found. So we will stall for time when we get back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstchen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Happy Mueller Day! Yay! Robert Mueller is, in fact, a human who wrote a report. He's no longer special counsel. That's all we know. Those are the only things we know. He's handed a report to the Attorney General, William Barr, and that is the complete story. And yet, we will speculate on it for the rest of this hour. So, William Barr, just like everybody else in the media, we're all going to pretend we know what's in that thing. There are a few indicators. There are no more indictments. Right? If he was going to indict somebody, he already would have done it. If there are no indictments, then we may not ever see any of this stuff, because the DOJ does not have a formal obligation or the capacity, actually, to release unverified speculation. Here's what William Barr just wrote to the Judiciary Committee. Quote, "Dear Chairman Graham, Chairman Nadler, Ranking Members Feinstein and Ranking Member Collins, I write to notify you, pursuant to 28 CFR Section 600.9A3, that Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III has concluded his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and related matters. In addition to this notification, the Special Counsel regulations require that I provide you with a description and explanation of instances, if any, in which the Attorney General or Acting Attorney General concluded that a proposed action by a special counsel was so inappropriate or unwarranted under established departmental practices that it should not be pursued. There were no such instances during the special counsel's investigation." In other words, I wasn't going to stop the investigation. "The special counsel has submitted to me today a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions he has reached as required by 28 CFR Section 600.8C. I am reviewing the report and anticipate that I may be in a position to advise you of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend." Dun, dun, dun. "Separately, I intend to consult with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Special Counsel Mueller to determine what other information from the report can be released to Congress and the public consistent with the law, including the special counsel regulations and the department's longstanding practices and policies. I remain committed to as much transparency as possible. I will keep you informed as to the status of my review. Finally, the special counsel regulations provide that the Attorney General may determine that public release of this notification would be in the public interest. I have so determined. I will disclose this letter to the public after delivering it to you." So in other words, we now have to await whether William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, is going to PDF this whole thing and just release it. That seems doubtful. But if he's saying that he's going to release the general prescriptions, I think that that is probably correct. I think that is probably what is going to happen over the weekend. Now, do we know any more things? We do not. That is all of the things that we know. Nonetheless, the entire media consumed with the possibility that maybe more information will leak. It has not. I've been checking. So as I say, the chances that there is something truly astonishing in this report are pretty low. Although it would, in fact, be pretty amusing if President Trump walks out of the Oval Office and then right behind him walks Vladimir Putin today. That would be some high-level trolling by the President of the United States. And I think that the President is going to have no end of lasting pleasure. Anticipation is the whole game. The payoff will be great for President Trump. It'll be like his fourth marriage if President Trump finally is able to say with certainty that the Mueller report found that he is guilty of nothing. So the Bulwark, which is highly critical of President Trump, even they are acknowledging that there may be nothing here. Jonathan Last writes, "Robert Mueller's report is finally here, and without having read it, I can make you a promise it isn't going to settle anything. Most of the people who dislike Trump will be arguing the report is terrible for Trump. Most of the people who like Trump will be arguing that the report vindicates Trump. Fights like this never end conclusively." That is true, but it is also true that if there is no indictment forthcoming, if Mueller says that there is no violation of law that is prosecutable, that is a win for Trump, no matter how you slice it. So here are four arguments that Jonathan Last suggests that you should dismiss out of hand. One is that the investigation itself was corrupt from the very outset, and therefore we should ignore whatever it says, except if it exonerates Trump. Obviously, a little bit of intellectual consistency here would be nice. It is true that none of the crimes that are indicted so far have anything to do with Russian collusion. Now, could Democrats still attempt to impeach on the basis of something? Sure, they can do that any time, but Nancy Pelosi is already downplaying that. Now, Nancy Pelosi may, in fact, be at war with her own base here. It is possible that Nancy Pelosi says, "Listen, Mueller said there's nothing there. I feel terrible about it, but how about we just win an election, guys? Trump's a beatable president. How about we just win an election?" It's possible, however, that radicals inside her own party, the AOC wing of the party, decide that they want to push impeachment anyway. And what Nancy Pelosi has shown is she can be rolled. She was rolled by Ilhan Omar, who is not even close to as popular as AOC inside the Democratic base. Certainly she could be rolled by AOC. Let's say that AOC decides to launch an impeachment drive tomorrow. Would Nancy Pelosi truly be able to stand in the winds that would blow then. Now, there's likely not going to be any smoking gun in this report either. My guess is that everybody will get out of it what they want to get out of it, meaning that the left will somehow find a way to suggest that Hillary was still elected properly and that Trump is not the proper president. But Trump's going to be able to walk away saying, listen, nobody's going to jail because, come on, nobody's going to jail. And we're going to find out in pretty short order what is here. Mark Warner, you can see the Democratic senator is already moving toward the everybody needs to see everything belief here. I tend to agree with that, by the way. Like, if it were up to me, I would PDF it and put it online. I think it's important after 2 years of this nonsense for the American public to know what it knows. Because let's say that William Barr redacts the parts of the report that are damaging to Trump and releases the rest. You think that's going to satisfy the American public after nonstop coverage of this stuff? The Mueller report started when I wasn't even born, man. Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, he says that Congress and the American people deserve to judge the facts of the Mueller report for themselves. It must be provided to Congress immediately. The AG should swiftly prepare a declassified version for the public. Nothing short of that will suffice. That's going to be the Democratic position. We'll find out soon enough whether this is, in fact, going to happen or whether it is not. But we're all just waiting at this point. We are all just waiting and stalling and waiting and stalling some more. All right, coming up, we're not going to stall any longer. We're going to talk about something else while we wait for more news. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, so fresh.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, breaking news. Robert Mueller has turned in his report to the Attorney General William Barr. We now await William Barr's exposure of the reports to the House Judiciary Committee. He sent a letter saying that as soon as this weekend, he could turn over the conclusions of Robert Mueller to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. We have no idea what's in the report. That's all the news. That's it. So now we just stand around doing nothing. So in the meantime, we're going to cover some other news. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was on late night last night, which is always very exciting because if you had stock in the words like and come and collect your winnings, my friends.
With my Republican colleagues, they say things, and I'm like, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Yeah. And like the person's like in charge of the National Flood Insurance Program, they're like, what? Yeah. And the woman said, yes or no? And he says, yeah. And she goes, yes. Like, why are so many grown men just obsessed with this, like, 29-year-old? I mean, Congressional hearings are not a Beyonce concert, you know?
Except for how you treat all of these things like a Beyonce concert. Also, like, and and what, and ever, and yo, and like, ah. So, thank you, AOC, for that intelligent exposition on the nature of American politics and that disquisition on America's founding history, as well as all of the deep policy questions of our day. I mean, I like when she said, oh, well, everybody is so obsessed. Why are you so obsessed with me? You're on the cover of Time magazine, lady. All you can do to get in the public eye, you do. You're on Late Night with Seth Meyers. So maybe that's why people are covering you. Meanwhile, Time magazine, as I say, put her on the cover. And Charlotte Alter is a journalist. Journalist, if you can't see me right now, I'm doing air quotes. Like lots of them. Like thousands of air quotes right now happen around journalists. Charlotte Alter writes for Time. She seems like a pleasant person, by the way. She and I had kind of a funny exchange today, which I will explain in a minute. But Charlotte Alter was appearing all over the media to talk about her wonderful profile, beautiful profile of AOC, in which she talks about AOC being just wonderful and loverly and extraordinary. And then she went on national TV and talked about how her dominance is inevitable. Accept her power.
She's almost suggesting her ascent is inevitable.
And honestly, it is. In some ways. And the thing about AOC and the reason that she is, I think, tapping into something that is so exciting to some and threatening to others is that she is really bringing us into the politics of the 21st century. She is a 21st century leader trying to tackle 21st century problems in a body that is largely dominated by 20th century thinking.
Wow. If you just say 21st century a lot, it turns out it means something, guys. What's going to be amazing is when it turns out that she's a 24th century leader in the 21st century. And that's why no one can understand what she's talking about. And she's actually really smart. And me making fun of her, it turns out to be really dumb because she's from the future. that's when this all just comes into focus for Charlotte Alter over at Time Magazine. And then she says, you know, the real problem is in the Democratic Party, everybody's just jealous of AOC. Like, for no reason, everybody's jealous of AOC.
There are certainly some Democrats who are a little annoyed that she's getting so much airspace and so many headlines. And they think that, they seem a little jealous that she's getting so much attention. They would like to be on the cover of Time Magazine. But everyone that we spoke to who's worked with her has said that she's kind, she's prepared, she shows up, she does her homework.
All of the airspace is between AOC's ears, by the way. But I do love the implication that the only reason Democrats would be jealous is because she's so competent at her job. Now, the best thing about the Charlotte Alter story is not really about AOC. It's about Charlotte Alter. So Charlotte Alter tweets this out. She tweets this out. AOC and I were born the same year. She was a Dunkaroos kid. I liked fruit roll-ups. People our age have never experienced American prosperity in our adult lives, which is why so many millennials are embracing democratic socialism. So, question. Dunkaroos and fruit roll-ups, this makes you poor? First of all, when I was growing up, I was like, I wish Dunkaroos were kosher. Those look amazing. You mean they give you, like, in a little package, icing and a cookie? And then you take the cookies and you dip them in the icing? That sounds incredible. You know what kids in Venezuela are not worried about right now? Dunkaroos and fruit roll-ups. But my favorite part there is where she says, people of our generation have never experienced prosperity, and that's why our generation is trending toward socialism. Fact. Charlotte Alter's father's name is Jonathan Alter. He is a columnist for Newsweek. He was a correspondent for NBC News. He was one of the most famous authors of the last 50 years in politics. Fact. Charlotte Alter's mother was Emily. She was executive producer of the Colbert Report. Fact. Her grandmother was the first woman elected to public office in Cook County, Illinois. Fact. Her uncle was the CEO of Sony. Fact. Charlotte Alter went to Harvard, then went to HBO where she worked, and now she has a show at SiriusXM. But she has never experienced American prosperity, guys. She hasn't. Neither has AOC. AOC is a poor, downtrodden effect of the evils of capitalism. Sure, she's never worked a full-time job until now, when she's in Congress, living at the Navy Yard, in an apartment building with a Peloton room. But, you know, American prosperity, it's beyond the reach of the ordinary millennial. It's just so far beyond the reach. Okay, this is a lie. I have some information for you about prosperity in America, particularly for young people. The reality is a lot of young people have student debt. You know who chose to take out the student debt? The young people. You know what else young people have a lot of? Devices. You know what else young people have a lot of? Material prosperity. Here is a chart discussing how fast American products have spread into various households. Suffice it to say, the answer is quite fast, that pretty much everybody who is young has a cell phone, has a computer, has internet, has had DVR. Now we all have streaming. Everybody's got a microwave. Everybody's got air conditioning. Everybody's got a dishwasher. Everybody's got a color TV. Everybody. And we're complaining about capitalism has not provided enough prosperity. Stop whining, in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. A couple of comparative notes. Consumption per capita, using 2015 dollars for every American. 1980, consumption per capita, $19,000. 2015, $38,000. Twice as much consumption per capita in the United States. But no, we've never seen prosperity, guys. By the way, I'm the same age as these people. These people are 29, I'm 35. We are in the same age bracket. 84% of people in 2015 have a computer in their household, compared to 0.2% as of 1980. The share of the household budget, we keep hearing that everybody's spending all their money on food and clothing and shelter and utilities now, and nobody can handle it. 36% of the per capita budget of humans in the United States was spent on such goods in 1980. Today, that is down to 27%. How about, where did that increased money go? It went toward entertainment and recreation. Work hours that are required now of people, fewer work hours. In 1980, average work hours, 40 hours a week. Today, 38.5 hours a week. Output per hour worked. We are much more effective than we were in 1980. 100% is used as the baseline. 198% of that now. So we've almost doubled our output in the same period of time. And yet, magically, we have 3.8% unemployment and 7 million unfilled jobs. No prosperity, though, guys. Poor AOC. Poor Charlotte Alter. Poor babies. Life expectancy at birth, 74 years in 1980, 79 years today. Overall death rate, 1,000 people per 100,000 people in 1980, 724 people per 1,000 per 100,000 people in 2015. And that was after the Great Recession, guys. So can you stop whining? Like, seriously. Every major household product in the United States has had a falling real cost since 1980. All of them. All consumer goods cost fewer work hours than they once did. In money prices, they've gone up because of inflation. In terms of work hours, they have gone down. Thank you, capitalism. Thank you, free markets. Thank you, trade. Good night, moon. And yet we are told by AOC and crew, this is why we need socialism, because capitalism is irredeemable. The only thing that's irredeemable is the morality of people who act as though they are impoverished with a loaf of bread in their pocket. A phrase my grandmother used to use all the time. And stop crying poor with a loaf of bread in your pocket. Stop crying socialist with a loaf of capitalist bread in your pocket. Cut it out. It's irritating, it's annoying, and it's silly. In fact, I tweeted out earlier today that all of this reminds me of an old story in The Onion, which is a periodical news outlet. It was a point-counterpoint. The point was, I'm so starved, and it showed this white girl from the suburbs complaining about how she was starved because she'd only had carrot sticks and a piece of cake but no Diet Coke. And the counterpoint was, I'm so starved, and it was a kid from Africa dying of starvation. That's what these millennials are doing, the millennial socialists. I'm so poor. I'm so starved. You're the most prosperous generation in the history of the world. Stop whining. All right. We'll get to more of that in just one second. First, let's talk about a college that doesn't teach you stupidity. You know, AOC has a degree in international relations from Boston University. Revoke that college's credentials immediately. No more accreditation for BU. You want a college that actually is good? How about Hillsdale College? You ever wish you knew more about how politics and our Constitution work? Can you explain the differences between capitalism and socialism? Do you wish you knew more about American history? I have some good news for you. It is not too late to learn, no matter how busy you are or how long it's been since you were in college, and you can do it for free. Hillsdale College, as a service to our country, has free online courses that provide a taste of the core curriculum that every Hillsdale College student takes, the core that teaches how to think critically and act virtuously. It can help you, too. Getting started is simple. Just sign up for one or more of Hillsdale's most popular online courses for free. You can start learning whenever you like. Visit benforhillsdale.com right now. You'll be on your way to a rich, meaningful education. The registration page featuring these free online courses is only up for a few weeks, so stop wishing, start learning. Register today for free at benforhillsdale.com. That is benforhillsdale.com. I love Hillsdale College. I could not be prouder to be associated with a college that still teaches eternal values and classics in the American Constitution. You should associate with them, too. Go to benforhillsdale.com. That is benforhillsdale.com and register for free for their online courses. All right, breaking news. As we've been mentioning all hour long, the Mueller report is now in the hands of the Attorney General. Robert Mueller is no longer the special counsel, which feels like it should be super newsy, except we don't know anything yet. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement. They said, now that Special Counsel Mueller has submitted his report to the Attorney General, it is imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress. Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings or evidence, and the White House must not be allowed to interfere in decisions about what parts of those findings or evidence are made public. So, first of all, this is a lie. The DOJ is part of the executive branch. The executive branch has regulations. If Congress wished to pass an independent counsel law and renew the Kenneth Starr-style Independent Counsel Act, they could have done that over the past 20 years. They did not. We've had Democratic Congresses. We've had Republican Congresses. Nobody wanted an independent counsel because the Kenneth Starr thing went so poorly for the country. And yet now the Democrats are like, oh, well, let's act as though Kenneth Starr were there, you know, just for the hell of it. The special counsel's investigation focused on questions that go to the integrity of our democracy itself, whether foreign powers corruptly interfered in our elections and whether unlawful means were used to hinder that investigation. The American people have the right to the truth. The watchword is transparency. I actually don't disagree with this totally, honestly. Like, I don't actually disagree with the general idea that we should see as much as we can possibly see here. All I'm pointing out is the hypocrisy of Democrats who are happy to obstruct for President Obama and Hillary Clinton on a routine basis. And now they're like, well, if Attorney General Barr doesn't just PDF Mueller's report and release it publicly, that's obviously corruption. You can already see the media, by the way, shifting the debate. Now it's, no matter what Mueller says, there is collusion. So for a second there, it was, Mueller is our hero. He's going to come and save us all from Trump. Yeah. And then the Mueller report's going to come out, and they'll be like, he never mattered, guys. You were paying too much attention to Mueller. Why are you obsessed with Mueller? Why are you so obsessed, guys? That's where this is going. So this should be a lot of fun. We'll find out soon enough. We're going to do a little bit, while we stall for time and play for news, you know, while we wait for more news on the Mueller report, we're going to do Uncle Ben's SJW story time. It's a Friday. We can still have fun. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, when it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. Instead, you're often stuck bargain hunting for the best deal because who can afford to fork over $1,000 for a repair? You can't put a price on your family's safety and security on the road. That's why I have extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair incredibly easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It is indeed your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they are ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call their new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000. Mention code Shapiro or visit carshield.com and use code Shapiro to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Shapiro, or call CarShield's new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000, and mention code Shapiro. A deductible may apply. Once again, that number is 800-CAR-6000. Mention code Shapiro and save some money. CarShield.com, code Shapiro. All right. Coming up, we're going to do Uncle Ben's SJW story time, and we'll bring you any breaking news on the Mueller report. So far, there is none. Democrats basically just saying, we want full transparency. I kind of agree with that, but we're not going to know anything for a little while yet, so hang on tight. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstchen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we do have a little bit of breaking news on the Mueller investigation. So as we know, Special Counsel Robert Mueller handed over his report to the Attorney General William Barr, who has informed the Judiciary Committees in both the House and the Senate that he will be releasing the findings, he hopes, over the weekend. Here's what we do know. Special Counsel Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. No further indictments. None, zip, zilch, none. Zippo. None, nada, none, zero. So that's some bad news for the Democrats, who are expecting that President Trump was going to be frog marched out of there by superhero Robert Mueller, the Krasenstein brothers' hardest hit. The Pod Save America bros weep openly as they think about the fact that Donald Trump will remain president until at least the beginning of 2021. So we'll bring you any more breaking news as it comes out. In the meantime, we got to have fun. It's a Friday. I mean, what else are we going to do while we wait for more news to come out? Because it's going to be a little while till we know anything. That means it's time for one of my favorite things, Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. Now, what that is, for folks who don't know, is every Friday we take a piece of literature, children's literature, and we break it down for ungood, very unwoke messages. But this week, we have some actual wonderful feminist books for small children. And so it's time for Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. Today's story, boys and girls, these are called the feminist books for children from a publisher called Mud Puppy. This one is called Little Feminist Leaders. On the cover is a picture of kind of emoji Hillary Clinton. Cleopatra was queen of the Nile and said girls rule. Also, she had an affair with Mark Antony, led her country to being taken over by Octavian, and died kind of horrifically after being bitten by a snake. That part is not in this book. Queen Elizabeth I reigned and proved that girls are fearless. Also proved that your half-sister? Catch you later, Mary Queen of Scots. Indira Gandhi led a nation and showed that girls are powerful by nationalizing the banking industry, by nationalizing every major industry in India, and basically destroying the economy. The thing that's funny about this book, by the way, you could just say Margaret Thatcher, who was kind of awesome. Can't do that. Instead, you pick Indira Gandhi, who was truly an awful leader. Finally, Hillary Clinton ran for office and proved that girls can be in charge. Not sure that's what she proved. Not so sure. She sort of proved that a girl was not elected. Ooh, sorry, Hillary Clinton. But that's not the only book we have today. We also have Little Feminist Activists. Harriet Tubman rescued many people and said freedom now. Now, Harriet Tubman was indeed awesome. A badass Republican woman with a gun. I mean, truly awesome. Not sure why she's a feminist, but sure, okay, I mean, like, true feminist, that's fine. Rosa Parks sat on the bus and said equal rights for all. Again, she was more of a race activist, wonderful woman, more of a race activist than a feminist. Gloria Steinem marched and said that girls will be heard, unless they're in the womb, in which case, knock them right out of there. And finally, Malala Yousafzai teaches girls and proves that they are our future. All of that's fine, except for the Gloria Steinem part. All right, but we're still not done. We have Little Feminist Pioneers. So many. These books are so good for kids, guys. Marie Curie experimented and proved that girls are brilliant. Okay, I don't think you had to prove that. Girls can indeed be brilliant. Marie Curie was brilliant. She died of radium poisoning, so I guess we skip the end of the story because that's just kind of dark. Sally Ride explored space and showed that girls shine bright. That's nice. Amelia Earhart flew airplanes and showed that girls can go anywhere. They cannot, unfortunately, land anywhere. It's a little dark at the end here. Billie Jean King played tennis and proved that girls can win. Well, what she actually proved is that if you find a 50-year-old male to throw a match for money and attention, then Bobby Riggs will let you win. That's kind of what she proved. Okay, finally, Little Feminist Artists. Maya Angelou wrote and said we all have a story. Okay. Lucille Ball joked and proved that girls can make you laugh. All right. Frida Kahlo painted and showed that all girls are beautiful. Ella Fitzgerald sang and showed that girls can take the spotlight. That part's true. Ella Fitzgerald is kind of awesome. So, thank you, Little Feminist Series, for teaching me that Indira Gandhi was not, in fact, a terrible leader, that Hillary Clinton is president of the United States. Thank you for teaching me that Cleopatra is someone to be emulating, which is weird. But at least we all learned something today, didn't we? That's really exciting. That's really exciting. Okay, so as you know, breaking news, again, Mueller has released his report to the Attorney General. And now we are just waiting for Representative Adam Schiff, to come out and publicly proclaim that he was wrong about everything. Mueller not recommending any further indictments, according to a senior Justice Department official. Whoopsies. So Wolf Blitzer and company over on CNN are trying to claim that this just means you can't indict a sitting president. They say no indictments doesn't mean he won't be indicted by the SDNY. All of that is true. But let's just make one thing pretty, pretty clear. He could have recommended indictments, could have recommended lots of stuff. But this was broken in the middle of March Madness on a Friday afternoon.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Attorney General William Barr will decide what, if any, of the Mueller report will be made public. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
The report sent to Barr late in the afternoon. He has notified members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees he could have a summary of Mueller's major findings as soon as this weekend. The president was at Mar-a-Lago when the report was delivered. His attorneys, Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani, said they are pleased the report has been sent to Barr and that Barr will now determine the appropriate next steps. This concludes a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The president has stated over and over there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairs of six House committees are demanding that the Justice Department release without delay the full report. Geopolitical analyst Brandon Weikert of the American Spectator tells Salem Radio News that Democrats are not going to give up on this.
I would not expect anyone on the left to come out and say, yeah, we got this wrong. It was never about being right or wrong. It was about damaging Donald Trump and delegitimizing his presidency and weakening his ability to govern and setting up the Democrats for having a real chance at winning the presidency in 2020.
President Trump is canceling some sanctions against North Korea.
The president tweeted he's reversed major new Treasury sanctions against North Korea, but it wasn't immediately clear what sanctions he was talking about. The tweet from Trump's club in Florida took the Treasury Department by surprise. New sanctions were announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping Pyongyang evade sanctions. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders put out a statement that Trump likes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that he doesn't think these sanctions will be necessary, but she didn't say what sanctions she meant. I'm Warren Levinson.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for, and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
European Union leaders worried about China's growing power, devising plans to counter the ambitions of a country they describe as a systemic rival.
The European Council is reviewing a 10-point strategy set out by the European Commission ahead of an EU-China summit next month. The EU wants to, quote, fully address the distortive effects of foreign state ownership and achieve a more balanced and reciprocal economic relationship. China is the EU's second largest trading partner behind the United States. The trade in goods between the two is worth about $1.1 billion a day, but the balance is largely in China's favor.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. The Treasury Department is again expanding the relief that it grants taxpayers who had too little in income taxes withheld from their paychecks in the first year of a sweeping tax overhaul. Taxpayers will now be able to avoid penalties for paying too little in taxes. News and analysis at townhall.com. A painting at a Connecticut museum that's long been thought to be by Vincent van Gogh has been authenticated as such by Dutch researchers.
The Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford announced that the oil painting Vase with Poppies has been verified by researchers at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam as having been painted by the Dutch artist in 1886, just after he moved to Paris. It's been in the museum's collection since 1957. The Hartford Courant reports its authenticity was called into question in 1990 by art historian and Van Gogh expert Walter Falkenfeld. The Athenaeum now officially has two Van Goghs in its collection. The other is a self-portrait painted in 1887. Vase with Poppies will go back on display in April. Keith Peters reporting.
Pinterest is pinning its future on Wall Street with the digital scrapbooking site on Friday, filing for an initial public offering of stock. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you talk about leveling with the American people, have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Some people are going to call that wiggle room that you just gave yourself.
Well, no,
always tried to.
No.
Yeah, and her husband's in charge of wiggle room, not her. Well, you can't have wiggle room with the Hillary and the Billary and the Scott Pelley. Scott Pelley of CBS News. Some people, not me, far be it from me, might say that you're being a dishonest weasel there. Far be it for me to point out the truth. That's really not my job. Good morning and welcome. Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton waking up again in Chappaqua, New York, all alone in her mansion, in a pool of her own vomit, face down on the kitchen floor, with an empty cardboard box that once contained a gallon of cheap New Zealand Chardonnay. Roar! Just another day in the life of Hillary Clinton, the woman who will never be president of the United States because it was not destined to be. Obviously. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Many people in the media, perhaps you've heard of them, are excited that today might be the day that the Mueller report comes out, and they just couldn't be more excited. And, you know, if the Mueller report does, quote-unquote, come out today, the Mueller report will not come out today. Here's the funny thing about the Mueller report coming out today. When the Mueller report comes out, it's not actually, he doesn't come out and hold a press conference and drop it on everybody's front doorstep like this year's Yellow Pages. That's not how it's going to work. Anybody even remember the Yellow Pages being dropped at your front door? when Mueller makes his report public, he doesn't actually make it public. He delivers it to the Attorney General, whose name is William Barr. The news media, like they like to call him, they call Robert Mueller Bob, like they're all going camping together, like they've got dinner reservations together, because it's quite possible that they do. And so Robert Mueller has the report. It's all finished up. It's tied up in a bow. He delivers it to the Attorney General, who is now, a Trump appointee. And he then goes home, packs up his stuff, and he goes home, and presumably doesn't go do media interviews and get a contract with MSNBC or act like James Comey did or John Brennan. Very corrupt people, very corrupt. And I assume Mueller gets on with his life and doesn't become a media hooah, and go around pimping his story. I do not expect that he will do that. I could be proven wrong. I could be surprised, but I suspect that he'll deliver the report and he'll get on with his life and move on. There will probably be a couple of people on his team who are looking for contracts with CNN and MSNBC. But in any event, the Attorney General gets the report. It's likely to be somewhat lengthy, and they're not going to fly through the pages with, licking their fingertips with a highlighter saying, well, here's what we've got and here's what we know. They're not going to do that. They're going to take their time. They're going to go through it and see if anything needs to be redacted, see if what needs to be made public and what doesn't need to be made public. And then, of course, once they decide what is good to go for the public, then they give it to Congress. And at that point, Adam Schiffless and Eric Swalwell and, these guys, they run to the cameras and they excise little snippets that they know that the lefties and the media want to hear from them, and it becomes a complete circus, a political goat rodeo of the first order. And everybody's spinning it, and everybody's going to be excising. The Republicans are going to be doing the same thing, except in the end, the bottom line, after all the dust settles and all the lies have been told and all the dishonest people go back to the holes where they crawl into every night, and then we're going to ask the basic questions. Well, was there any Russian collusion? That it'll be real hard to find that for a day or two in the discussion, because the hysteria and the apoplexy is going to rule the roost. And all of us are just going to sit back like there's a hurricane going on, because the political jockeying and positioning is going to be obscene. And this is going to go on for a couple of days. And in the end, we're going to say, yeah, but was there any Russian collusion between President Trump, which is what we really want to know? And look, if the president, if candidate Trump were actively colluding with Russia and Putin, then, corrupt the election of the president of the United States of America, then almost everybody will say, my God, he should go to prison for the rest of his natural days. But of course, that's not going to be there. And then the Democrats are going to try to find some thread to hang from, some handle to clutch onto that they can drag behind the bus and say, no, there's this there. And Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and all these weasels, they're going to the CNN and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times are not going to dredge up all of the things that they said over the course of the last couple of years, and Nancy Pelosi and all of the outrageous claims that they made, the false claims about how Schiff has evidence. He didn't. He was lying. He lies all the time. He's an Olympic liar. This Eric Swalwell guy, Olympic class liar. They lie more easily than they would tell the truth. If they have wives, their wives shouldn't trust them. If they have children, their children shouldn't trust them. They're that dishonest. I've lived in Washington, D.C. for a long time. I've seen a lot of dishonesty over the years. I've known dishonest people. These guys are award winners. They're gold medalists. These guys are so incredibly dishonest. So it's not a reckless disregard for the truth. They are vicious liars. They are frauds. They're charlatans. They're so dishonest that they're un-American because they're members of Congress and they use their powerful post to be so dishonest. It's absolutely extraordinary. So, is the Mueller investigation going to wrap up tonight? I don't know. CNN very excited this morning. Very excited. John Berman is like, I don't know. He was expecting he's going to have his first date or something like that. He was that excited. And they're, oh, could it? Would it? Might it? And the news media, they're going to a live picture outside of Mueller's office where cameramen, still photographers and TV cameramen are lined up in a row waiting for the scrum to, you know, create the perception of scandal, which is exactly what they didn't do with Ralph Northam in the Klan uniform. And by the way, I was reading about Dr. Tyson, Vanessa Tyson, again last night. And she accused Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, of sexually assaulting her, of raping her. One of two. She's a Ph.D. She's from academia. The women must be believed. That was all a lie. That whole the women must be believed thing, what a lie. And I got to tell you, if you're Vanessa Tyson and you just watch this whole Kavanaugh thing and the women must be believed and all the Democrats out there with tears in their eyes, quivering with rage that the women must be believed. And 5 minutes later, Dr. Vanessa Tyson comes out and says, you know, this Democrat lieutenant governor in Virginia raped me. And then a second woman comes forward and says, wait a minute, he raped me too. And the news media says, go screw yourselves. We'll destroy your lives. We'll ruin you. Don't even come forward and accuse. Two women came forward to accuse Keith Ellison of beating them. And he's now the chief law enforcement officer, Democrat, you know, former co-chair of the DNC, Democrat, member of the House of Representatives in good standing. And he's now the chief law enforcement officer of Minnesota. That's one of our 50 states. And the news media never created a media scrum around them. Never once. Never once did the media create a – they did have that press conference with Ralph Northam where he almost did the moonwalk. And then that was it. Then they were done with him. That was a – that was an answer. Okay. Are you sorry? All right. Okay. Is that you in the Klan outfit? Nobody even asked. They just went home. That was that. Amazing stuff. But the news media, they are lined up outside of Robert Mueller's office this morning. We're not old pals. I don't call him Bob. And they're waiting for something to happen. Something could happen today. And again, they're doing it. It's like buying lottery tickets or something. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, it's a Powerball, I guess. The news media becomes hysterical and they say, well, today could be the day. And the key word is always could. Or the key part of the phrase is could be, because it could be in the next 5 minutes, could be this minute he's walking out with the, he's walking down the hall. And the news media is saying, and he came to a door, and the news media is saying, I said, mother, the news media is just throwing all this chum in the water, and it's for ratings. It's like you never know what could happen next. Tune in for the next exciting episode of CNN. And it's just appalling, horrifying television. It's just ratings. It's just cable television. And we're going to find out, presumably, that there was no Russian collusion on anybody's part. There were no indictments for Russian collusion. Oh, we got him on taxes. He didn't declare as a representative of a foreign government. Yeah, well, neither did Tony Podesta or Greg Craig. Those are two giant mega Democrats in Washington, and they're just fine. That's okay. Well, Hillary did that, and they all got immunity. Then we're going to have to start talking about the unfairness of the last couple of years and the corruption of the Obama Justice Department and the Comey FBI and the fact that all of Hillary's people, with all of their violations of law, which we know about, and they are many, went unprosecuted, unpursued, and in fact the perpetrators were given immunity and a sandwich from Subway delivered by Jussie Smollett. It was something that's getting here's a foot long, Jussie Smollett brought. In the meantime, we have calamity at the southern border. And what do we have last month? We had 76,000 people taken into custody last month, I think. Pretty extraordinary number. And the numbers are skyrocketing. And the Democrats keep telling us there's nothing to see here. It's the old Jedi mind trick. And the news media goes along with it because they're very, very, very dishonest, very corrupt, and not trustworthy either. And they say these crazy things about how there is no crime. Forget about the 70,000 dead Americans every year from fatal drug overdoses, fentanyl and heroin and crack and all this, and all the drugs coming from the South. Forget it. Who cares? We need to cull the population anyway. It's probably not going to be anybody in my family. That's the way the Democrats view this whole thing. Forget about that. That's not a thing. Forget about there was the police officer murdered day before yesterday in Washington State. murdered by an illegal alien, once again enjoying the protections of the Democrat Party with sanctuary cities and all this good stuff. And now you're here breaking our laws. First thing you do is start breaking our laws. Shouldn't be a big surprise when more laws are broken later on. Oh, but they break fewer laws than regular Americans do. Yeah, well, they're regular Americans are actually entitled to be here. It's a slightly different situation there. And they keep telling us there's no crisis, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about MS-13 hacking your daughter to death with machetes. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the child sex trafficking or the drug overdoses or the police being shot or Kate Steinle or the drunk driving murdering the nun or never the gangs. What about us? What about us, the American people? What I think you can conclude in the end is they don't care about that. That's something they don't care about. That's their job. That's their number one, number two, number three job is to care about us. But they don't, and that has become abundantly clear over the years. The Washington Post arrived on my front doorstep this morning, such as it is, and Dr. Evil's Post. Their slogan is, "It looks like a newspaper, but it's not." And the New York Times, what's their slogan? "We'll put out for news." What happened to Allie Watkins? Allie Watkins has not been very prolific since they made her stop dating sources. It's kind of they cut off her supply, I guess. She hasn't been breaking a lot of news since she's not sleeping with people on Capitol Hill. Maybe she should revert to form and start breaking news for the paper again. What are they paying for anyway? But in any case, the Washington Post arrived on my front doorstep this morning. And surprise, surprise, on the front page above the fold, there is a story that got my attention. Democrats in a bind as border arrests soar. Now, just think about that for a moment. The subheadline is, they reject Trump's talk of crisis, the word crisis in quotation marks, but risk being portrayed as negligent. Yeah, by whom? Not by the Washington Post, obviously. David Nakamura typing up the press release on behalf of his beloved Democratic Party. Democrats who have railed against President Trump's national emergency as a manufactured crisis are facing a political dilemma as border apprehensions have spiked and are on pace to be the highest level since 2008. But I just want to put, because that's interesting, and we all know that here because we follow the actual news and not the Washington Post and CNN. But note that the framing on the front page, this is in the news business what you would call a B piece or a tandem piece. This is a companion piece. The lead story is that our border is in a stinking crisis. They refuse to publish that story, and they never have. But now they recognize that there might be a political problem for their beloved Democratic Party. So the headline is, Democrats in a bind as border arrests soar. And then they talk about what a problem this is for Democrats. That's the B story. All right? That's not the lead. The lead is there is a crisis at our border. The B story is that you and your pals on Capitol Hill have been lying about it for months now, years in fact. You guys lie all the time. It's another lie exposed. And the spin in their political perspective is also exposed by this phony baloney David Nakamura story. Democrats in a bind? How about the Border Patrol? How about ICE, which you'd like to disband? How about the people along the border? How about Kate Steinle's family? How about the police that are being gunned down, the nuns that are being killed by the drunks? Any of that have any bearing on the situation, David Nakamura, or just how this is going to affect your beloved Democratic Party?
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates, so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurance.
Here's an unfortunate fact that applies to most financial advisors. They're not legally required to act in your best interest. Creative planning is different. Our certified financial planner practitioners are always a fiduciary, which means they're required by law to always act in your best interest. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2, delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. But Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates, so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Now, because the Democrats control the media with the willing participation of fraudulent journalists, scads of them, they get to take a situation. They wanted to demonize the police as racist, so they chose Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, to turn into an icon because hands up, don't shoot never happened. But that didn't matter. That was okay. They were fine with hands up, don't shoot, didn't happen, never happened. And they turned Michael Brown into a martyr for the cause, and the cause is police are bad and racist. Eric Holder was driving this. Barack Obama was driving this. They got lots of police officers murdered, lots and lots of police officers murdered during the course of this. But at the same time, the news media will never make a household name out of any of the police officers murdered by illegal aliens, because that's not what they do. That doesn't serve the interests of the Democratic Party. A road rage suspect who investigators say shot and killed a Washington State Sheriff's deputy and wounded a police officer earlier this week was in the U.S. illegally, federal authorities said Thursday. An email to Fox News, Immigration Customs Enforcement spokesman Tanya Roman said the 29-year-old illegal alien Juan Manuel Flores del Toro, a Mexican citizen, entered at the Laredo, Texas, at Laredo, Texas, in April of 2014 on a temporary agricultural visa. Now the Democrats say, stay here. Here's a basket of stuff. Here's Carmen Miranda's hat. Wear it around America. But when the 42-year-old county sheriff's deputy Ryan Thompson was murdered by the illegal alien, you see, he's not the first, and he likely won't be the last, even in the last couple of months. The news media doesn't seek to make a celebrity out of him, make a household name out of him, because his death does not advance the cause of the Democrat Party.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
Yes, the moral arbiter of all things in Western civilization, the 29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What was she on last night? What? She was on the Seth Meyers show last night. What show was she on? She on night before last? She was on the Stephen Colbert program the night before last. The entire party is a television show. It's a cable series called The Democrats. And she's like Snooki, except Snooki, I think, might be more knowledgeable, at least in certain areas, if you know what I mean. Snooki, the Nookie, and that was AOC. And it was funny, the people at Grabium, they monitor all things on the media universe, I think, don't they, more or less. And one of the chief guys at Grabium went and checked out. Yesterday we were talking about AOC and her grandiose and paranoid and victim-y claim that she was upset that the people on Fox News refer to her as Cortez, and her name is not Cortez, it's Ocasio-Cortez. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Use every syllable. She's like Mandy Patinkin and Princess Bride or something. You killed my father. And Ocasio-Cortez, you have to call me Ocasio-Cortez, but the people at Fox News, such racists, they don't have enough respect. And I read the story yesterday, and she had a series of tweets, angry, lashing out at Fox News for calling her Cortez when her last name isn't Cortez. It's hyphenated. And if you don't use the hyphen and the Ocasio, then you're a racist and you're a bigot and you're white. And, you know, she's not a racist and all this stuff. And it turns out the people at Grabian, they went and they did a check. They checked on Fox News and they could find no examples of Fox News referring to her as Cortez. And they looked at every show, I think, for a month. Of the Laura Ingraham show, where it started, the Sean Hannity show, and the Tucker Carlson show, the three be the three primetime shows right there, and perhaps the most attacked by the left, I will just say, and they and none of them ever just called her Cortez. They call her Ocasio-Cortez. They call her Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nobody, according to Grabian, not a conservative outlet, nobody called her Cortez. So she just, it's a little micro Jussie Smollett. It's, oh, I'm a victim. They don't call me by my right name because they're racist. Didn't even happen. She tied a noose around her neck when she came out and told people this. Poured bleach on herself. Hannity keeps calling me Cortez. I'm not a conquistador. You are a destroyer of worlds. The Democrat Party is Vishnu. I am become death, destroyer of worlds. Extraordinary. They're just amazing. And I love David Nakamura's piece in the Washington Post. Democrats in a bind. Oh, well, that's America's concern here. Yeah, David, you guys at the Washington Post really got your finger on the pulse of the American people, don't you? Because what most Americans were really concerned about is whether, with this crisis at the border, whether the Democrats are going to find themselves in a bind. That's what America has been clamoring about, David Nakamura. That's what the people at the Post think the story is. Well, what's the story here? Got a bunch of guys with their sleeves rolled up and loosened ties, cigarettes hanging out of their mouths, smokeless cigarettes maybe, and it's not what it used to be, the newsroom at the Washington Post. And what's the story here? Gosh, looks like there really is a crisis at the border, they agree in the editorial meeting at Dr. Evil's Post. And they say there are 78,000 people snagged at the border just last month alone. We're on course to be where, gosh, if this steps up at all, it'll be 20-year record at the border. And what the Democrats have been saying has been pure BS. And they all agree that the story is here is that screw the American people, screw MS-13 and the drug overdoses and the child sex trafficking and the coyotes. Forget all that stuff. How will this affect the Democrat Party, they wanted to know at the editorial meeting at the Washington Post. Well, gosh, the Democrats are going to be in a bind. We're going to assign our crack reporter David Nakamura to this. David, are you concerned that the Democrats might be in a bind because of the murders of police officers and the drug overdoses and the child sex trafficking and stuff? Well, yeah, I am. This could be bad news for the Democrats, and next year is an election year. Let's never forget. This isn't even an election year. Next year, this is the beginning of the year before the election year. We're still in the first part of the year before the election year, and it's already like this. Can you imagine? It's like Howard Dean promised. You remember Howard Dean of the Scream, the Howard Dean Scream? Hee-ah! He was the governor of one of our states. He was the chair of the DNC. He was a Democratic presidential contender, and he screamed "Hia!" and then it was all over. But he's the guy in a latte house told his worshiping, adoring fans that he's the one that visited upon the United States the permanent campaign, that we used to have decent intervals between the presidential election, then we'd take little time, the midterms, and we'd have our elections. But the left decided we had to create a permanent state of conflict in America, like tomorrow is election day, all the time. And that's why these filthies have contributed so mightily to the conflict in America. Howard Dean, the permanent campaign.
Remember I talked about the permanent campaign?
I do remember that.
Well, before I got to the DNC, we didn't have a permanent campaign.
Oh, no.
You campaigned for 1 year when you had a candidate, and then if you didn't win, you wouldn't campaign for the next 3 years.
Imagine.
So why did we lose? Now we don't just have a permanent campaign for electing Democrats.
Yeah.
We have a permanent campaign for influencing policy.
For everything.
It brings us a little closer to the European model.
It brings us a little closer to the European model. Oh, more European? I'm all for being more European and less American. I hate America. Can I just be French? Well, you can stop bathing and shaving your armpits, I guess. You can hand your Jews over to the Germans. You can, sure. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Yeah. You can have lousy health care. You can do all that stuff. The permanent campaign. This is the beginning of the year before the election. We're still in the first quarter of the year before the election. And look what's going on already. And it's really driven by the likes of CNN. You know, the Fox News isn't really in the game because the Democrats have frozen Fox News out because they don't salute when the Democrats march by, when they drive by in their open-top Mercedes. Holding on the rail, standing up like their ancestors did. Democrats in a bind as border arrests or, yeah. And I mean, again, this is, I used to be in the news business. This is the B story. This is the follow. This is the story that the companion piece that goes on the jump. When you go to page 9 to see the rest of the story, you know, about how messed up the border is and the drug overdoses and the cartels are helping. And this is one of the stories now, the cartels are helping flow people across. And it's a big business now. In Central America, they've set up businesses. It's the free market at work. They've set up businesses where people buy tickets on buses in Central American countries, and they drive them to specific locations along our border where they introduce them to our Border Patrol people. The other day, I read it yesterday, 500 arrests in 5 minutes because they just walk up. They release busloads of illegals at our border because of Obama-era policies and congressional policies that we've got to address. They walk right up and they say, hi. They say, hola. I am here illegally. They say that in Spanish because they don't speak English. And then we walk them in. The Democrats made sure we don't have enough beds to house them. So we release them into the United States, and then they never show up again. And that's that. This is the system that the Democrats have worked out. $78,000 a month. Why would that be a problem? I don't know why that would be an issue. Why would anybody? You're a racist, I think, is the Democrat response if you raise an eyebrow, because that's who they are. Gosh, they're amazing, aren't they? Did you see who was at Beto O'Rourke yesterday called Benjamin Netanyahu a racist? It's not enough to call everybody racist at home. Now they're going around the world calling our allies racist. And interestingly enough, he didn't even suggest that the Hamas leadership in the Gaza was racist at all. They're not racist. They're dedicated to destroying the state of Israel. But he doesn't call them racist. He calls our ally racist. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's called a racist. But he used that word racist. It's not like he used some hedge word. He used the word racist, calling Benjamin Netanyahu a racist because he's working with a coalition of elected leaders in Israel. And the left has deemed some of them to be racist, and some of them might even be, probably not as racist as Planned Parenthood, but perhaps racist nonetheless. But now the Democrats have expanded their "we're screaming racist in everybody's face" to the international stage. They're something, aren't they? Yes, they are. Boy. Let me tell you. New York University, NYU, perhaps you've heard of it. It used to be a school of some repute. They hired an ex-New Yorker reporter. The New Yorker is a magazine, and liberals run it, and they have all kinds. I think that's where Ronan Farrow had his story about this and about that, Gropey McGropeface and Harvey Weinstein, and then they had that fake story about Brett Kavanaugh, didn't they? They had that fake, the disgraced former news magazine, The New Yorker. But they had this fake fact checker there who's a left-wing activist. Her name is Talia Lavin. Talia Lavin is a big lefty, and she was at The New Yorker, and she was their fact checker, which was a joke. All these people are lefties, and they're not really checking facts. They're serving their masters in the Democrat Party. I point it out all the time at PolitiFact and Snopes and elsewhere. Charlatanism, Glenn Kessler at the Pinocchio Land over at the Dr. Evil Post and all this stuff. Well, the New Yorker, they had this fact checker, and she's a lefty activist, and her name is Talia Lavin. And she did a story where she identified, was it an ICE agent? It was an ICE agent, had tattoos on his arms. Turns out he's a veteran. Then he's in service to his country. He's put his life on the line again and again, this young man, brave young man. He was white, too. He was probably straight also. And he volunteered for the United States military. He fought our enemies overseas. He killed for his nation. He put his life on the line for his nation. He came home. He went into law enforcement, and he was protecting our border when Talia Lavin at The New Yorker accused him of being a Nazi, because she didn't understand a tattoo that he had on his elbow. and accused him of being a Nazi. It was not a Nazi tattoo. It wasn't a white supremacist tattoo. She called him all kinds of slanderous things. And interestingly enough, she no longer works at the New Yorker because even they don't want to be associated with their own people. So they got rid of her. And so you know what happened? She was immediately picked up by New York University. Now that she's a disgraced, proven fraud, liar, horrible fact-checker, smearer, slanderer of brave white men. And, you know, if the Border Patrol guy had been Hispanic or black, she probably wouldn't have written the story the way that she did because she's a racist. I'm assuming they all are. New York University has hired Talia Levin as an adjunct journalism professor because she's a disgraced former journalist. So NYU hires her for their esteemed journalism school to teach young people about journalism. And well, one, Ms. Levin, what is your background in journalism? Well, I'm a disgraced former journalist because it was proven that I'm a racist, anti-American, anti-law enforcement, anti-U.S. military, political activist posing as a journalist. Then why are you teaching here? Well, because that's what the New York University is looking for in journalism professors. Those are the credentials that they want. And that's why they hired me. Do you have any other questions? Will I be successful if I'm a left-wing activist and I lie about white people and America and law enforcement and the military? Yes, yes. In fact, that is the path to success in American journalism and in academia as well. Thank you, Ms. Levin. So she she actually was hired by the university less than a year after the fact checker. She resigned. She wasn't fired. After falsely accusing an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent of having a Nazi tattoo, Levin's undergraduate course is called Reporting on the Far Right. It's called, first of all, they've got a class called Reporting on the Far Right. Let's start with that. All right. Is there a class called Reporting on the Far Left? Because they're doing a lot more damage, a lot more riots, a lot more black bandanas, a lot more beatings, a lot more busted windows, a lot more burned limousines, a lot more congressmen shot up on the field. There's a lot more violence, a lot more of all kinds of stuff. But they don't teach that class because that class doesn't exist. Reporting on the Far Right. And who are you going to pick? Who is more perfectly qualified than a disgraced former journalist who is guilty of slandering people who she accused of being far right, but weren't. So she's kicking up the fall semester at NYU's Arthur L. Carter Journalism Institute. That it sounds pretty lofty, doesn't it? But then once you look inside, you peek behind the curtain, and it turns out that this is really what we're talking about here. Just extraordinary. And I know I have her tweets here there. I have her tweets here. This is the one they were making fun of her the other night on the Laura Ingraham show on the Fox News Channel, and I was talking about it yesterday, and they were making fun of her, and she's very, very upset. And as a journalism professor and a former journalist herself, she had something to say about it, so she went to Twitter so she could publish her thoughts. She shouldn't have, because she just proved things about herself that she didn't really, it would have been best if these had not gone public. Talia Levin on her Twitter account, and it has Russian next to it. I don't know if you see this next to this thing. She's got her Russian name. I guess she's colluding with Russia. It's in Cyrillic. And she writes, here's Laura Ingraham displaying my face to 2.5 million viewers. Yeah, she's got pretty good ratings, much better than CNN or MSNBC, doesn't she? And calling me, quote, little journo terrorist, end quote. I'm 29. I have no full-time job. I'm teaching a single course for $7K as an adjunct. This is insane. It's irresponsible. It's incitement. It's not okay. Once again, I'm going to have to point out that these lefties have no sense of irony. I mean, she is irresponsible. She lost her job. She had to resign, but they didn't fire her. And then she's hired to be a teacher. It's irresponsible. It's incitement. I'm sorry, you lost your last job presumably because you wrote something that was insane, that was irresponsible, that was incitement, that was not okay. And I bet the person you slandered was probably 29 or younger also, just by the way. But he's working hard, putting his life on the line, going up against cartels who decapitate people and have child sex slaves and human trafficking as a way of life, and smuggle fentanyl into the country so tens of thousands of Americans can die in overdoses. And here's Talia Levin. And wait a minute, it's it's incitement, you see. She wants to make this speech illegal. It's incitement because someone called her a name. Oh, no. Poor Talia Levin. She's got a brilliant future in academia, I'm sure.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process.
We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Audio for you this morning of President Trump from yesterday. We will have audio for you of President Trump from this morning as well. And lots of stories from all over the place, including Robert Mueller, if there is any Robert Mueller news today. We're keeping our eyes peeled for that. That always sounded painful, did it? Keep your eyes peeled, keeping your eyes peeled. Yesterday I was talking about this Elie Mystal guy, who is a left-wing typist for the party. He writes at The Nation, and he's the one who wrote this piece, that it's time for the Democrats to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh. These people are not well. They're not mentally stable. They really need to find the proper blend of medications and leave the nice country alone. But Elie Mystal, he's got a Twitter account, and apparently Joe Biden, I talked about it yesterday, is discussing having Stacey Abrams, the failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate, as his running mate because she is an African-American woman. And as we know, the Democrat Party hates white people, men, straight men anyway, and apparently Joe Biden is all these things that the Democrats don't like. So he's talking about having a black woman to stand next to him so it cancels out his oldness, his whiteness, his maleness, and all that stuff. Well, wait till you hear what Elie tweeted.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.